Hey, this is Sam Roberts, and you're listening to You Know What Dude on Riotcast.com. I'm unflappable.
Okay, YKWD fans, it's time for you to see the one and only Robert Kelly live on stage. On February 21st through 23rd, Robert will be at the Helium Club in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On February 26th, catch him at the Riotcast stand-up night at The Stand in New York City. On March 1st and 2nd, Robert will be at the Treehouse in Connecticut. And also on March 15th, Robert makes a very special return to his hometown at the Wilbur Theater in Boston. Get your tickets now because they're going fast. Go to Robert Kelly Live for tickets, information, and all future dates on the tour.
Okay, here's the intro to Pants, Dads, and Douchebags. I don't know. We had Keith from Keith and the Girl, a very famous, awesome friend of the show podcast, was on. Sam Roberts, my lovely twink friend that I fucking adore, from the Sam Roberts Show and the Opie and Anthony Show. We had Louis J. Gomez from fucking Upper East Side, from Hammer Fisting Podcast, Joe List, and Kelly Festuca, and myself. We all sat down. I was a little fucking, I don't know, man. I brought up a couple things that, I don't know. It was just on my mind. Again, you know, some fucking guy say some evil shit on Twitter that just fucking annoyed me. And, you know, everybody kind of took a side and had an opinion and tried to play Dr. Phil. And I don't know. It was pretty interesting. Then we actually went into some dad stuff. And, you know, again, it was an interesting conversation. I think, you know, I might have been fucking being a fucking puss whack. Or a little sensitive. I don't know. But a lot of fun shit. You know, Joe List was killing it. Lewis was just a fucking idiot. Fucking up my profile ad. And it was a 2-hour show. So, you know, it's 2 hours long. It's two shows in one. So stop it in an hour. If you don't like 2-hour shows, you don't like hour shows. After an hour, just stop it and restart it, asshole. Teehee, and listen to it on Wednesday. But if you like 2-hour shows, long-ass shows, well, here you go. Here you fucking go. So enjoy this episode. It's good. Let me know. YKWD at riotcast.com. I don't know if some of the shit hit you, some of the shit didn't. Maybe the fucking douchebag I was talking about on Twitter listens to the show still. And you can email us and tell us why you're such a fucking cunt. Negative fucking asshole. But Pants, Dads, and Douchebags. Enjoy. Fuckers.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Fuck it. We're starting. We already hit the button. We're red, man. We're red.
We're going?
Follow? Yeah, we're fucking going. I'm not waiting.
I feel alive.
You should feel alive.
Yeah.
All right. So, and follow your headphone thing in to adjust your headphones accordingly. You know what? I should have. Fuck that. Rob, we should actually have these headphones, like, wear in front of the people next week. Like, follow the cords so he doesn't have to follow it over to the end. Anyways, all right, Rob.
I'm going to let it go this time, but usually, yeah, for my convenience, it's no big deal. I didn't even notice. Don't worry about it.
All right, we're ready to go. Let's fucking do this. That's what sound looks like. Good for you. Look at you, you nerd. Rob's getting a fucking hard on looking at sound waves. That's Joe List. Jesus, he's a fucking nervous Nelly. So what's... Okay, we're on the fucking road. Shut up, Kelly. Welcome back, though. Seriously, but shut your face. Welcome back. We love you. Shut your mouth.
And never wear a shirt that's short again.
Oh, God.
Is it short?
From behind, you look like Bobby.
Oh, really?
That's not. Oh, shit. I don't find that funny. I find that insulting to her. Kelly, you actually look good, Kelly. You look good with a little meat on your bones.
Yeah,
you gotta pull your shit up. You can't have your asshole hanging out. And your titties are hanging out now.
Really? Yeah,
stop.
My tits grew.
That noise is just annoying.
All right.
we started see, well. professional. Fucking, which way does the mic go?
Hey,
all right. Joe List is here.
Comedy.
Oh, boy, I'm all right, good. Kelly. I'm at 2 minutes and 32 seconds. What's up, buddy? All right, I'll introduce everybody, Rob. How's that sound? And as the show goes, you'll see me slowly slide this way because the house is on a tilt.
Ah.
And my weight brings me into the other room by the end of the show. I usually start over here by you, and I'll just be over there.
He'll get less funny, too.
Wow, that fucking came through on the microphone, loud and clear. Joe's mic is working.
Hello, everybody.
Comes in late
and just attacks the host.
Well, first of all, I'm a little upset. I was told Giannis is going to be here. I get here and it's Gomez.
Oh, come on, bro. Jesus.
Well, anytime there's Giannis is on the list, right underneath him is Gomez with a question mark. Just in case we can't get the real fucking
Dude, I'll dress up like a fucking tranny. Are you crazy? I'll do it right now. Please.
I said Giannis, not Mauricio. We got Sam Roberts in the house. We got Keith from Keith and the Girl. That's like a huge show.
It's working out. 8 years.
It's working out. I love that. We got Sam from the Bob and Sam show on Sirius, I would say.
I wouldn't, but okay, you can. I guess it's your show, but it's not. There is no show called that.
I mean, when I'm on it, it's that.
I don't know.
Well, all right. Well, we got Sam from the Sam Who Kid and Robert show. How's
we
that?
Just call it Sam Robert show.
All right. The After Show.
Okay.
One of my favorite shows.
Is it?
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
You can't
say it's your favorite show because it's not a political right move for you to make. But
no, I love it. Doesn't I didn't say I hate O&A.
I know.
It.
I didn't say. Whoa, 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 whoa! Who said anything about
Everyone
that?
Just settle down.
Wow.
Whoa.
So and then we got Lewis, Jay, real ass dude. Go. Can you not?
What?
Oh, God.
I'm really? Fucking posing for the camera, bro.
What real dudes do.
Real ass dudes. Thank you very much. Get it right.
And then we got Joe List, a.k.a. the True.
Hi, Bobby.
What's up? We got Fat Kelly, and we do mean that again. We're not even joking around anymore. She is gaining
I know.
Some,
and it happened
she's,
fast.
Gaining weight. I
it happened so fast. I blinked and I had big arms again.
Is that all right? Is that like it's scorching? Are you sure? Rob's sitting here looking at these sound waves, making sure that the sound is good. Apparently, every week when we do my podcast for the last year, trying not to have a Boston accent anymore. Year.
This is a good age to start to lose it.
Thank you. I actually started. I just started playing the drums too. The sound has been off. Oh God.
You okay?
Well, here it comes.
What happened, dude?
What's wrong?
Are you having the baby?
I was trying to fight a sneeze, and it worked. That was the first time I've won in a long time.
That was an adorable face.
Thank you.
He was like,
huh. That was my little fat baby face. Anyways, so thanks, everybody, for coming on. Rob, thanks for coming down. We got Linda here taking photos. Beautiful Linda. Don't be disrespectful.
It's a fucking compliment, dude.
Not from a Puerto Rican.
Can't whistle at a chick and fucking go.
That actually,
what's up, mommy?
What's up, mama?
Yeah, when you guys do that, that means the other guys come around the corner and then the fucking sexual harassment starts.
That's not true. Black chicks actually really do like that. Me and my friends used to do that. Just when black chicks walk by, you go, oh, damn, girl, what you wearing? And they like get flattered, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. I swear
can
to
we
God.
Confirm that?
Linda's pretty white for a black chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really polite.
Yeah, black chick love when a bunch of Puerto Rican go, yo, shit, you fine, bitch.
Yeah, they really do.
No,
I'm not making this up.
Don't, you savage.
Bobby, you know nothing about black people.
Look at your small, fucking, tiny world on the upper east side. Maybe.
Gramercy, you fucking slob who lives in fucking...
You know, first of all, you don't live in Gramercy.
Yeah, I do.
No, you live near... If you live near a Dunkin' Donuts, okay, and a fucking bodega, it's not nice, okay? You And it's not even a real Dunkin' Donuts. Donuts. It's like a half-breed Dunkin' Donuts
slash Robbins, bro.
Fucking flat tire shop. Okay? You don't live in Gramercy. You know how I know you live in a shitty neighborhood? I can walk up to your bedroom window and go, Lewis, are you up?
That's that really happened.
Yeah, me and Joe, we're walking down somewhere, and I saw it was Lewis's street, so I go, one sec. And Joe's like, what are we doing? I go, just come on. We walk up to Lewis's window. I knock on the window, Lewis! And what? And then we just left.
No, but here's the funny part, dude. I literally got my shoes on. I was like, oh, Bobby and Joe are here for me. We're going to go have fun and games. And I came outside and nobody was outside. I was furious.
Nobody was outside.
You hear DeRozan, you think fun and games?
he thinks anybody. Nobody, you understand. When was the last time his comics? I don't, you're not a comic, right?
Kelly, he's talking to Kelly right now.
Goodbye.
No, I'm kidding. But
good.
It's not like.
Wherever you're going, I won't be offended.
Here's the deal. You don't get... Your doorbell doesn't ring anymore. I mean, I don't know when the last time somebody... My doorbell right. rang, and my wife went, honey, it's for you. Right. And it's a friend going, hey, you want to hang out?
Well,
that doesn't happen.
Any adult doesn't have a hangout via a doorbell yeah. ring. There's a lot of texting usually that happens.
I miss those days. I miss the day when...
When you had friends?
Yeah, when you had real friends.
You have them over, and you yell at them. Hey, cocksuckers are ready to do a show, and now they're nervous to hang out with you.
No, that's a show. When the mics are off, them. It confuses when the mics them. Are off, I'm fucking nice as pie. Right, Lewis?
He loves pie.
Answer him, you fucking cocksucker. That just hurt. See how they are? See? What?
Do you think, for example, at the Comedy Cellar, you guys have what you call the table, and it's where the comics hang out and bust each other's balls? Do you think that confuses comedians? We're just having fun, but really, maybe it helps with everybody's insecurity and why comedians are a mess.
It doesn't help. I don't think it. Look, here's the deal. That's dead, by the way. First of all, that doesn't exist anymore.
Okay,
that happened when there was a small window of time when you know Colin Quinn and DePaulo and Norton and myself and Patrice and Keith and Voss and Billy. Little Kev. We were just all the same type of guy at the same place. We weren't all headliners yet. We're all like we're in the city every night, even on weekends. And it's like that's just what we were. That's kind of gone. No, you can't really. Those guys don't exist anymore.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think. I mean that table's. You get ones going every once in a while, but. I don't think it happens. I mean, we did that shit every night. We sat at that table and we talked about fucking everything. And
do you
think
it was helpful?
I think it was helpful with those people. Okay. But all of us, like, there's people I don't fuck with.
I heard a story. Somebody picked on your pants so much, made you feel so bad, you went home and burned your pants. True or false?
I threw them out.
Okay.
I threw them in the garbage as soon as I got home. I came in, pulled my pants off, threw them in the trash.
Sounds
and my
healthy.
Wife, she was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I just fucking got called the fucking... security guard for 45 minutes. It's my fault, though. I was in one of my fats, and I was wearing tight blue with a baby blue stripe sweatpants. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I look like, you know, I look like an ass. I shouldn't have worn them. Here's the fine line. I knew when I was walking out, do these look? And your wife's an asshole. She's never going to tell you the truth. Right. You look fine. You look fine. She wants you not to get right. looked at. She wants people to go, fuck him. So you come home. Right. And I went down. And as soon as I walked in, they were like, what the fuck? Look at this motherfucker.
But you didn't know?
I mean, we trashed.
Like, you couldn't look at yourself and be like, I would make fun of this?
Look, you don't know. You don't know fully. Like, Billy Burr took a pounding one night. The World Series was happening. Someone gave him 2 free tickets to the World Series. All he had to do was do comedy on a bus. On the way to the gig. And he took the gig. He took, and we trashed him for fucking an hour and a half. Like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, next up to the yellow line. Yeah. I mean, and then he knew, like, all right, you're right. I shouldn't have fucking, I'm an right. asshole. I got trashed in Amsterdam to the point where I almost cried, where I felt like sad. I mean, I walked out of the hotel with, I fucked up and I bought, polyester black pants when they were in with a polyester
it's
black
all pants
shirt
with you.
1960 when
was
polyester
experiment
black pants
with
in?
Pants
kind of in the late 90s.
Which Bobby was it? Was it shirted Bobby or fat Bobby?
It was like in the in between.
Oh,
but
it was even between Bobby.
I didn't know the pants
Lewis have never seen.
I didn't know the It sucks when you just hear yourself
that
laughing.
That was an awfully big laugh. That was an awfully big laugh for your comment there.
Kelly laughs at her own jokes.
But is that a joke?
I came out and they were, if I didn't try them on at the store, they were bell bottoms. So it looked like I was wearing a black evening gown as I walked out of the hotel in Amsterdam. And they trashed me for like 45 minutes. And it hurt. Yeah. But I think, you know what's so weird is that as you get older, that shit kind of goes away. Fucking trashing each other. It kind of fucking hurts. There is a line that when it's all, that's all the motherfucker does.
Right.
Every fucking time. All fuck. Anytime you see them, or it's always, hey, fat, dumb, idiot. You know, it does.
Well, like, that's my whole thing. What are you talking about? That's all I do.
It does. I think it does. I think you're right. The older you get, I think it does. When you're younger, you don't give a fuck. But the older you get, when you have a wife and I'm having a kid, it's like, well, fucking shut the fuck up.
Right. It just doesn't sound like comedians are a good support system. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think so.
But so the table doesn't exist anymore, or you just don't participate?
Well, I don't think that the people there, you know, Colin's not there anymore. And, I mean, we're all headliners now, so we're never really in town at the same time. Very rarely do we all hang out at the same time. And I think the newer generation of comics don't fuck with each other the way we did.
No, they're a bunch of fucking...
They're too scared to.
Fags that love each other. It's disgusting.
Well, you're one of them.
No, I don't. I hate every comic.
Yeah, I don't like you either.
I hate Joe List specifically.
Yeah, we don't like each other.
Dude, I... No, everyone
I'm scared
pretends,
to death of him, too.
Everyone pretends to fucking, like, support each other. Everyone, like, there's a birthday, like, everyone will show up at Cabin and there's 90 comics, and there's no way everybody really likes each other. Mm. It's impossible.
Hang on one second. Rob, do you want to hang out? Yeah, please. I gotta hang out. We'll you sure? Are you just listening?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Okay, buddy. You can stay as long as you want. But I'm just saying.
Way to make him feel welcome by not putting up the other microphone that you have.
If you go out and buy your own mic, join us, buddy.
Yeah, Sprance, don't you have a Coke problem to go
on.
Get to?
Yeah, I gotta go buy a bunch of Coke. And
hang on, I have to turn the mic up. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That line should work the second time.
No, I'm not nailing another line.
I'm sorry. If you want to hang out, you can hang out. There's a microphone right there.
No, I appreciate it. I do have to go back to work, though. Okay, you can plug my show. I'll take that.
Okay, cool. Do me a favor. Lose that coat on the way home. No, I'm kidding. That's kind of what we were talking about.
This is what we were talking. This is not good. Yeah. He's sad now.
I think what's
sensitive.
I think what's worse is...
By the way, he's gone. Did you see his fucking pants?
What about his nose?
What about his lack of chin?
Bird face.
I think what's worse.
Talking about me.
I had a guy yesterday, and there's busting balls. And I think what it created is worse. I think that because now with social media and the way that you can, the average asshole can just literally get in touch with you without your permission. They took what we did. As Kelly, can you get that off of all the whole fucking sound system, please? Thank you.
She's talking about her love handles.
I thought that was funny.
Thanks.
I liked it too.
Thanks, Bob.
Usually when you like something, you laugh, but your mouth
is very
small.
Well, I'm afraid of him, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know how else to express it.
I had a guy yesterday. I woke up, fucking great day. Everything was cool. I get up, and... I read a couple tweets about this last weekend at Gotham, which was awesome. I had a fucking great...
supporting cast.
Joe List was on the show.
Thank you.
Fucking killed it all weekend. Amy Schumer came down. Mm-hmm. She had to work on stuff, so she was actually the middler. And then me, it was a fucking blast. I had a blast in the city. And Thursday night, I did the live Access TV, which was insane. Fucking live TV was the... Oh, my God. It was one of the greatest things I've done in my career. Just... It was a very short amount of time, but going live was like, what the fuck? This could all... If something happened, you fucked. And I just loved it. But, you know, wake up Monday morning, everything's great, great weekend, made some money, had some fucking great shows with friends, and go to Twitter. Hey, great job. Hey, blah, blah. Yeah, Bob Kelly's going to wind up like Patrice, except he's less funny.
What the fuck?
Hell, man.
Not even funny, dude. I don't care about the fat joke, or like I'm gonna die.
That part was hilarious, right?
First of all, Patrice didn't die because he was overweight, you motherfucker. And the fact that you're bringing my friend into some type of fuck you to me, I had to really fight myself. I wanted to find this guy, and I'll go to jail. I'll really go to jail. I'll take a fucking wrench and I'll smash it across his fucking face and bury his body.
Meanwhile, do you know he doesn't even know what he said? He was on the shitter. I'm not saying it's okay.
No. I fuck that. He knew what he said. He's talking about Patrice O'Neill. He's saying that he's fucking dead.
I mean that
because he's overweight, which is not fucking true. Okay, Patrice didn't die because he was fat.
Well, you only get 140 characters. He can't lay out the whole medical.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. You don't bring up my fucking friend's name, my dead friend's name, to fuck with me. That doesn't fucking matter.
The insanity of it is, though, that you see it as like, why would you bring this guy up in a fuck you to me? Whereas the guy who wrote it, he's heard you guys on O&A, and he thinks that all the fans are just allowed to bust balls, too.
Well, that's the problem. That's where it's bad. It's like, you don't get to, first of all, if you like me, I understand. I always tell him fucking, you know, say I love you, Bob, or winky face. Even if you fuck up, at least they know you're fucked up. You're trying to be funny. I don't deny people trying to be funny, because you step over lines and you step on. This guy doesn't give a, he wanted to fuck with me. He wanted to say some fucked up shit about me. Didn't follow me. Doesn't even, never saw me do comedy. Has no clue. He's just a fat fuck with a phone, okay, trying to be mean. That's what I don't like. People trying to be funny is one thing, okay? People trying to be vicious and mean because they're fucking psychotic in their own life, that's a whole nother fucking story.
I think he would be surprised that you felt this way, honestly.
Absolutely not. Absolutely fucking not. No, because I've had...
Well, I'm sorry I wrote it.
I wish it was you, because you'd be right here. I'd fucking smash all these guitars over your head.
Yeah, but Bobby, can't you see that this guy does have a point, though? No, I'm kidding.
It's you
really are
just a fucking Spanish asshole.
I thought you were gonna say spick.
Very close. Look, I understand, like, but I do think it's fucked up. I mean, Sam, you have your own show. You have your own show, and you get trashed.
But then sometimes you see these people in person, and they can't believe, like, hey, yeah, aren't you a fucking weirdo? I kind of remember you're a weirdo, right? Oh, that we're a team. It is fucking hilarious,
yeah, dude. I've I've had somebody come up to me who I know has been insulting me on Twitter. And he'll come up to me, I think it was at one of Norton's shows, and he goes, oh man, you know, I love your shit. I've been trying to get you to block me for the longest time. You just won't do it.
Attention's attention.
And yeah, I'm like, why the fuck? Leave me alone.
I had a guy, it's a guy who listens to your fucking show. I had him block me because he just started shitting on me, and I started shitting on him back because I got nothing else to do in the morning. I just sit on the shitter and just, you know, shit on him and his fucking ugly kids and all this other shit. It's great.
A lot of shit in this story. A
lot of shit in this story. Yeah. So then he fucking ended up blocking me at the end of it. Blocking is the biggest bitch move.
It's not. It's not a bitch move.
It's a bitch move.
It isn't. It's really not. I don't even do that shit anymore. I used to do that, go look at his Facebook and hunt him down, find out his wife is just a fucking mess.
I still do that.
I love it. That's the best.
And his kids are fucking just goofy looking. Their eyes are too wide apart and fucking redheads. I start
texting the kids.
Yeah. I just block them. Most of the time, a lot of times too, it's hard to find because they're anonymous assholes. Right. Those are the ones, you know, Deep Trucker 79.
With the egg.
Oh, I want to fucking stab him. But, you know, it's like...
But you know that these guys that are shitting on you on Twitter are just jealous of your life.
No, they're not jealous
at all. They want attention. That's what they want.
I disagree.
Listen to me. The guys that do it, they go after everybody.
They're bad people.
You read their page,
they're bad people.
They're not bad people.
Liz, are you fucking... Are you retarded?
Whoa, R word. Come on. Up, bro.
No, retarded in the dictionary sense. Not fucking... Not that. Listen, what I'm saying is these are bad fucking people. They're bad people. They're fucking bad people. The fact that these people can just get in touch with you, when you write something as a fucking grown adult, I've typed shit and been like, fuck, nah.
Right.
Nope. Because I was brought up a certain fucking way, and even though I'm funny and I'm a comic, and I have the. Are you just going to throw quips out in the middle of my sentence?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. It's just a question. I think these people are bad people. When you can look at something, you're not that dumb. I know the dumb guys because they immediately will have somebody else go, dude, I fucked up. I'm sorry. Or I'm a fan or something like that. This guy doesn't give a fuck. He intentionally went out to be a cunt because he's a fucking piece of shit as a human to say that.
I have some fans that they have Keith and the girl one way or the other tattooed on their bodies
yeah.
that constantly treat me like shit.
Right. Yeah, but you deserve it. I mean, the personality that you have and what you put out there.
Wait,
I don't
people
do
have
that.
Keith and the Girl tattoos, really?
Right. Yeah, over 100. Just got another branding
what?
The other day, yeah.
What's? Why do you say what?
That's insane.
Yeah, any license plates?
Very popular
yeah.
show.
Wow.
No, Giannis
has
show.
License plates. It's the most insane thing to me. Well, I guess that's less insane than a tattoo. I really took it down.
Yeah, seriously, Joe.
That's my bad, everybody.
Fine, but license plate?
This guy has a keychain. Wow.
But you know what? And I'm not saying it's your fault in the least.
Right.
But people do get confused, like yeah. Sam was saying, about the vibe you put out there. You have yeah. Kelly on regularly, and you guys are saying she's fat.
Yeah.
That
she
people
is.
Know you can't. Right. But people know you. She's monstrous.
Right.
But people know, whoa, you can't do that. But this place, you can. I can.
Yeah,
I can
you,
now say what I want.
There's a disconnect, though, with like especially like Facebook and Twitter. People, like normal people who don't have anything to do with like a microphone, there's a disconnection. Like they write something, send it away, and
right.
they have no idea. And whenever you pulled someone out, like up on that, like, dude, that was really mean. They're like, oh, they're so apologetic, man. Sorry, don't block me. I'm really sorry. Winky smiley face.
I don't know. I think you got to take the power away from it. I just retweet. Anytime somebody shits on me, I just retweet it. I think it's hilarious.
I've had to block.
Here's the thing, though, is that I get there's certain I block people. I don't give a fuck. I don't want you in my life. If I look and see if you're not following me, you're not a fan of mine.
Right.
You're not even following me. You're a fan of Jim Norton's, and you're fucking attacking me because you don't like me and you just want to fucking make me. Okay, fine. I don't block. Boom, done. Right. I don't go find you. This guy, that was some evil shit to bring up. To that personally, this personally couldn't affect you. You could give a fuck personally. I don't like when they do that. When they bring up Patrice in a fucking negative way to compare him, it's like, go fuck yourself. If you like Patrice, don't fucking bring him up like that, dude. Have more respect for that fucking guy than to use him in a dig for me, saying that, you know what I mean?
A lot of times there is a disconnect, though, because they'll hear Norton make fun of you, right? And everybody laughs at that. It's funny. It's even funny to you because he's your friend.
Well,
so this guy likes Norton, like you said.
It's not. I've talked to Norton about that. I'd be like, dude, it's one thing when it's a good one and it's funny once in a while, but when it's all that you fuck every fuck, you can't even get a word out. Fat, 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 fat. It's like you know. All right, dude, what the fuck? You know, it's our responsibility as friends of each other to. I need to fucking tell my fans that you're good, that you're okay, because
right.
I want them to get you up, and you need. To have your fans get me up.
Right.
That's our responsibility to each other. That's why I have you guys on my show. I'm not going to sit here and trash Kelly and throw under the bus all the fucking time. I also bring her on the road with me, and people know my fans. Would you start off with fucking 100 people on Twitter?
Mm.
Now how many you have?
Like 26.
Yeah, so you know, it's
26.
Like
26.
That's
really
been cool. I didn't want to add the zeros. The thing, and I would say like Lewis as well, the way Lewis speaks to me sometimes, people... I don't know if I told you this. When I was in Australia, fans of the podcast came and watched me do stand up.
I don't believe that, but keep going.
Now they're not fans of the podcast.
Shut up, Joe. And they were like, listen, can we just ask, is Lewis as much of a savage as he comes across on the show? And
listen, you could tell those fucking Australians.
But this is the thing, though.
Die in a fire.
Like,
I thought you don't get mad. I thought you're fine.
No, I won't block them. I'll retweet it if they tweet it at me.
Retweet it, Lewis. The thing is, like, you can speak to me like that because I know, like Lewis loves me. I love Lewis.
Have
that
Kelly.
Relationship where it's okay. You're allowed to do it. But if someone who doesn't know me does it, like, it makes me so fucking mad.
It's enough. It's enough with the small mouth. I think this is a good time to bring it up. Probably.
Really? You
I'm
don't
hurt.
Like it?
No. I'm hurt.
No
I'm very
chin,
hurt. And
right. I can't hear you. What'd you say? Look, what we do here is what you should do with your friends. Don't fucking...
Not with us. We're not your friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, don't walk up to me at a fucking show or on the street when I'm with my chick and go, hey, fat Bob Kelly. I will knock you the fuck out.
Yeah, Lewis, stop doing that.
Do you understand? What we do on a radio, that's a show. That's not real fucking life.
But Sam's saying it confuses them, and I think it does too
and
sometimes.
I think most of the people making fun of you are ONA fans.
And I think so too. And most of the 99% of the ONA fans are solid people and do understand it and get it. Because I've had guys, look, you blocked me, I fucked up. I took it too far. I was just kidding. Hey, man, all right, fuck it. Or, you know, I like that's why that smile face or the winky face, I know you're a fan. I know you're just fucking around. No matter what you say, I had a guy say some shit. Right after that guy said something, I was like on a block tear.
Right.
Like I just wanted, and this guy had a good one, but he had the winky face, and it was like, ah, you cocksucker, you motherfucker, you cocksucker. And it's like, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's all right. I get it. But it's I think we did create, like, you look at fucking actors. I look at actors' Twitter accounts, and it's so nice. All these responses are like, dude, love you. Can't wait to.
Well, you want me to tell you why? Let me tell you something. Robert has been
can
on.
You not point at me, though, when you.
Oh, did? Sorry, sorry.
I'm not allowed to point this room, dude. Okay.
Don't,
I should have told you.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, use your head.
I'm for it. I enjoyed it.
Robert's been a guest on Keith and the Girl, and he's great, of course. But one time he was on, and he was explaining how about these actors that, you know, their accounts are nice. How can I have a how can people be nicer? Why are they always start a fucker and then they start typing something? And I'm like, all right, you know, I understand your point. Very next day, I go to see Robert live. Hello, cocksuckers! And I'm like,
yeah, but
all
that's
right,
different.
Well.
That's a term of endearment,
right?
People don't get the subtleties, Bobby.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Here's the deal, though. When I go, what's up, cocksuckers? It's not me going, what you fuck, you cocksucker. Right. That's totally different.
I could see what you mean. The pointing's terrible.
Yeah, it was a shitty point. I was expecting more from you. yeah, I don't know, dude. Look, I get it, but it's like certain things. It's like you just get the fuck away. And I love I had a guy on Facebook. I tweeted this great photo of Patrice's barbecue. It was last barbecue. It was me. I took the photo. It's Norton, Dean Edwards, and Rich Voss. And Patrice is holding court, and he just smashed Dean Edwards. Called him fucking, I don't know, Goose. Fuck, I don't know, some black dude.
Goose Gossage.
Yeah, Goose. Or something fucking stupid. He called him, trashed him. Everybody's laughing. I caught this one photo of Patrice fucking holding court, and everybody fucking laughing. And I put it on Facebook, and everybody's like, wow, that's a great photo. That's an awesome, wow, that's, you know, thanks for putting that up, man. And one guy was like, dude, you're fucking, can you stop with the forced perspective? You ruin every fucking photo.
By the way, it's Bobby, like, you're reading it that way, though. You see the anger you're reading it with?
No.
You can't tell how, like, the tone that they're using.
No, dude, you stop, you fucking idiot, with the forced fucking perspective. You ruin every fucking photo.
You know, he might have meant it.
Yeah, exactly.
were there three exclamation points?
And I wrote them
all caps.
I wrote them back. I was like, "You're missing the fucking point, you fucking nobody. You're getting to see something that you would never get to see. All right, I'm actually making available a moment in time that you, as a fan of Patrice Norton and all, you would never get to see. This is a fucking behind the scenes look for fans of comedy." At some of the funniest guys walking the fucking earth.
But if I was that guy, look what just happened. Now I have Robert Kelly talking to me. Now
exactly.
We're closer.
Yeah, but I'm not. I would never talk to you.
But do you see what I mean? If I'm that person, that person's excited.
No.
If I said something nice, Robert wouldn't be talking to me.
That's not true. This is what I did. I said, you know what? Be a man and fucking unfollow me. And he did. He unfollowed me, and he got off my shit. You're not a fan of mine. You everything that I do, you're not looking at what I. Oh my God, this is a great, cool photo. Thanks for putting that up, dude. You know, thanks for putting that up. I never would ever get to see a photo like this of all these guys really having a good time. You know, everybody else got it that I, me, having this, and I shared it with you.
But you didn't talk to the other people.
What? Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Bullshit.
This is what I don't understand. You're actually taking their side. I don't understand.
No, I'm seeing their side.
Am I talking to Keith or the girl here? What's going on?
Yeah, what do we...
No, I see their side because I get the same kind of stuff, and I get why they're doing it. Doesn't make it okay.
No, I don't... You're talking about there's a percentage that do it. There's a percentage that are fucking dickheads. I'm not saying there's not... They fucking assholes and they're good people. These people, hey, no, there's some psychos out there that deserve to get the fuck out of my life. That's it. I'm not giving you the opportunity to explain yourself for being a fucking.
But you
moron.
Understand, I'm not saying they're right.
But there's no way they're right.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, they're not right. But it's not that they're fans either. There's people that aren't your fans that fuck with you. That just because they can.
But what's the word then? If they get a Keith and Girl tattoo and they want me dead every day, what's the word?
That's fucking, he should be in a hospital for getting a fucking tattoo.
Well, I have a couple
of
hospitals. That's a great logo, you son of a bitch.
It's a great logo. I like your logo. I wish I fucking had a logo. That and the Sufi.
Have a logo.
That and the Sufi are the fucking top ones.
What about the guy eating the microphone?
That's my face.
That's a logo.
That's a logo.
No, that's real life.
He was really eating the microphone. The super finger is real life.
The Sufi asshole.
Yeah, short for super finger asshole.
There you go. There you go. Listen, I understand, and I'm a fucking sensitive guy. I'm totally
no.
I get that. You're dude. You are just as sensitive as
That's
me.
That's not true.
Are you? Yeah, you are. You and your fucking ugly baby.
Bro.
Exactly.
Hold on. Dana. I can't even take that as being sensitive because you know my baby is maybe the cutest child you've ever seen in your life.
Until fucking Max is born.
Oh, my kid's going to fucking punch your dumb kid in the head.
I hope my kid sucks your kid's dick. I hope he does. My kid just makes your kid a fucking flamer.
Well, like, there's certainly no way this can confuse the audience.
I hope my kid is just out of the closet and your kid's just in the closet.
It really just ruins my life.
And then he comes home and goes, Dad, look what I did. I sucked Lewis's kid's dick.
I hope someone gets a tattoo of your kid sucking Lewis's kid's dick.
Yeah, but in stick figure form, like... Keith and the girl. I don't know. That fucking shit bugs me, man. I don't that's why I like Facebook better because this.
So what are you gonna do?
You actually have to somehow have more information on Facebook than you do on Twitter. Twitter is you can have the egg. You can just be a nobody with right. 140. On Facebook you have
to. You can catfish.
Huh?
You can still catfish on Facebook.
You can, but they're usually you can go to somebody's Facebook and see their kid and the and see who this fucking cocksucker right. is.
So what are you gonna do when people start bringing your kid into it? You know it's gonna happen.
Yeah, definitely gonna happen.
I just block them.
Right?
Yeah, just block. But you think okay? So here,
Sam says it's gonna happen because he has the jokes already.
Dude, I retweeted it.
Yeah, but look at Sam. This is a perfect thing that Sam did one day that was a dick move. We're on the fucking air.
Oh, yeah.
And you know something happened and he didn't say it. But he got everybody to go and fucking trash your Facebook. But here's the thing that you don't understand is you get all these fucking... Why would you get your fans to attack the people that are your friends or your show? Attack fucking people that don't like you. Don't get them to attack Rich Voss's Facebook. Get them to attack somebody else's Facebook.
It's funny.
Or don't attack at all.
You understand that this guy is fucking...
Power fist is up.
I'm going to get that tattoo.
A white fist.
There's a
white
guy,
power.
He's trying to sell tickets to a fucking show, uses Facebook to promote, and all of a sudden now it's just trash. You know how many people have gone to me on fucking network, people from network TV, people from shows I've done, and they go to my Facebook and my Twitter and go...
Two, three.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, that was a good one. Jesus Christ. What the fuck, man? Do your fans even like you?
Right.
I mean, and they're like, fuck it. That can hurt your fucking career now. I've walked into an audition at a network for a fucking almost, I mean, that close to getting a fucking dream job. And them, all of them on the phone, I go, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're checking out your Twitter. And they're like, Jesus Christ, these people are fucking vicious. It could fuck up your fucking career. If Dude. They see that your fans are fucking racist assholes and they fuck...
But you're
you
aware
die.
That being closely associated with the Opie and Anthony show, that's the cost of it.
Absolutely. But it's the cost of it in a certain degree. That type of shit, when you send the fans to attack...
But I didn't send the fans to attack anything.
But you did. You
the
did.
Fans were attacking your Facebook, and I said, oh my God, the fans are attacking this Facebook now.
Yeah, but by announcing it, by bringing it up in a fucking... In like a, you should say, don't do that. Don't stop doing that to Voss's Facebook.
And then Sam said, please, everybody, don't do
exactly.
it. Right?
Exactly.
Sam, you are a bit of a shit steerer. You went to the OP College of shit steering.
Here we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
I'm with Sam. Like, fuck that, dude. Whatever. We're comics, dude. I don't know. I think.
And my Facebook, by the way, got trashed 3 days later. You wait 24 hours, you delete the comments, and it's over.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, is that if you're trying to promote a gig or you have something going on, well, you have a steady job. You get to go in and fucking get a paycheck every other week. When you're working on a bonus, and hang on, let me finish, and you're trying to sell tickets, and these people aren't coming to your shows because the people that are supposed to be promoting you are basically saying, don't go, because he's not as funny as this guy.
But you know that every regular on the O&A show has had that happen. To him.
Yeah, but here's the deal. It's not a good thing. I don't care if it happens. It's just not a good thing.
But it's the cost.
But it's not the cost. Because it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be, but that's the way the O&A show is. And and you got an audience full of O&A fans.
The O&A fans that come to me, look, if I have the audience full of O&A fans,
right.
I would have over 100,000. I'd have just as many as Jimmy mm-hmm. or as Opie or anybody. It's not, because my fans from O&A are my fans. The people that like Jimmy don't all like me. That's just the way it is.
I will say, okay? open. This is the first time I've worked with you. Well, I did Caroline's, I guess, but I thought there was going to be a whole lot of fucking yelling out about the podcast and
no, because the only
nonsense.
The
but there was really, it was really not an incident.
The only fans that come and see me are fucking well behaved, nice people. I used to have to talk about this with Patrice all the time. He'd walk into a room and say he'd kick out half the fucking room.
Yeah,
dude, get the fuck out. Fuck you. You're not my fan. You're Jimmy's fan. Go get the fuck out. Beat it, because it's true. I don't want that shit.
Dude, yesterday...
What?
Yesterday, somebody tweeted at me, because I tweeted a fucking picture of my baby. This guy tweeted at me, another ugly-ass wetback at Louis J. Gomez. And I just retweeted it. I don't know. Am I going to get mad at the guy? I said, oh, man, we're Puerto Rican, not Mexican. What am I going to do? Am I going to get mad at this guy and block him? No. I don't know. At least somebody's tweeting my name.
Look, man, I think it's all personal to you. Like, you take a hit a lot, too.
Right, and I'm the same way as you, though, because you know on O&A, everybody's shitting on Sam. But on the after show,
yeah.
Everybody who calls in is like, love the show, dude, love
yeah,
you.
But, yeah, but those are the you don't get everybody from O&A.
Exactly.
And
it's the same thing
as
you.
But do I shit on your show?
Never. That's why I have you on all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but I could. That could be cost of having one of the guys from the show. I don't, because I want to give you the leg up. I want to make sure that if I'm going to be on your show, I'm not going to... I want you to... I like your show. I like what you do.
Right.
I want all the people that like me from this show to listen to your show and vice versa. That's what I think we should be doing.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, it's easy, Sam, to destroy. But what if you build? What if you build? Take this message to Opie and Anthony.
And that's another
how
thing.
About they build?
Everybody's talking to me like I'm the one destroying. Like there's not Opie, Anthony, and Jim in the room controlling an audience.
Oh.
I have this much control over the audience.
I'm in the back.
Give peace a chance.
Read my... Listen. If I had this kind of control over the audience, would my Twitter feed look like it does?
Give peace
and Sam gets a lot of fucking shit his way.
So right, listen, the fuck
this is
out
all
here.
A lot of people that hate.
Maybe I should control the audience with all my power to not hate
this
me.
Is all this is what I'm saying is I want people to control themselves on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, man.
And
oh man,
mm-hmm. It's only 9 days till Valentine's Day, Bobby.
And here's the deal.
Oh, 9 days.
You have a girl?
I do have a girl.
Sam, you have a girl?
Married.
He has the girl.
I want to. You got a girl, Lewis?
Nah, I dumped her.
Right?
Just in time for Valentine's Day. But go on.
Yeah, but you got a baby with that
ugly ass wetback baby.
Oh, Jesus.
And Joe's
Christ.
Got a girl.
Joe has a...
I got a girl.
Really?
I've had a girlfriend for 2 years, you douche. Jesus, what kind of friend are you?
I'm sorry. Well, you never bring it on the fucking show this weekend. That would have been
yeah,
nice.
She didn't come. She doesn't care for your comedy.
Well.
She prefers Patrice. Oh, I couldn't get it out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Well, you guys, I want to tell you right now.
What do I do for Valentine's Day?
I want you to go to ProFlowers.
I will happily.
I want you to go to ProFlowers right now. You get 100 blooms of love.
What are 100 blooms?
And a free...
Corporate Bobby.
First of all, shut the fuck up and don't fuck up my read just because you don't get them.
I'm questioning what blooms are.
Flowers, you dumb.
Nobody says 100 blooms, though.
They do when they fucking send you a read, stupid.
A professional says 100 blooms. Really,
I saw the audible you just called there. Okay, it started as dumb. It was going to be something not dumb. I'm dumb. I know that.
Go to Audible. I mean Audible. Jesus Christ. Now you got me fucked up. You said Audible. You get 100 blooms and a free glass vase from my friends at proflowers.com. That's actually 50% off, which is, I like those. I like 50% off. I don't like 10% off. You can go blow me with 10%.
Seriously.
50% off, $19.99. That's all it costs. 100 blooms and a free vase. That's 100 colorful flowers, Lewis, if you're Spanish. That's a huge bouquet, a 50% off. And for $10 more, you can get a spa kit. That's a nice little gourmet of chocolates and a bunch of other things. You just need to do punch in the word dude.
Dude.
That's the code. Dude, when you order. You can order, and they actually give, they'll give you a delivery for Valentine's Day, which is hard to get. If you're going to get shit, you know that Valentine's Day, everybody forgets. I told you last week I ordered, I got tampons and razors for my chick because I there was nothing left. I went to the chocolate store. There was nothing. Oh, yeah, I did. There's a chocolate store.
Bobby was just crying outside of the chocolate store. There's nothing left.
For her, did you still get your cut? Hello.
That was pretty good.
It was good.
You know what sucks about Kelly? She'll throw a mean one at you, but then she smiles with that shitty Australian smile. And it just ruins it. At least. So here's the way to get it right now. Okay? The only way to get it is call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and
you
mention...
Suck at reading.
Dude, shut the fuck up or you'll never be on the show again.
Oh, please don't shut the fuck up.
Please keep talking. You're the only guest that I have on that people don't like.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, I thought you could take
come
it.
Come on, Joe's right here.
And your baby's ugly. Oh. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention dude or go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in dude. That's D-U-D-E, not D-U-U-U-U-U-D-E. Dude. It's not that. It's dude. One dude. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in dude. Order now for Valentine's Day for your beautiful girl, Kelly. What?
I was going to give all the listeners an update from a conversation we had last Monday when Kurt was here.
Yeah.
About the UCB thing, about getting paid. You got, oh, what, Joe?
Oh, I'm so tired of it.
Yeah. I'm over it.
Oh, well, the audience doesn't care.
I just wanted to give him an update about the show.
Are you taking polls on the audience during the week? How do you know?
I don't know what comedian that cares.
Someone just tweeted as well to the show about it, so I thought I'd just address it. The show that Kurt was talking about where they brought in $1,200 on the weekend and they don't pay the comics, all stand-up shows on the weekend have been cancelled at UCB because they'd rather not pay the comics.
No, they'd rather not get a fucking uprising from a bunch of open micers. So it doesn't actually fucking matter to them. So we'll just stick to our business model where we make a lot of money and don't have people bitching at us.
Yeah, I think that's closer to it, is all the comics just annoyed them. So we just won't do that anymore and we'll be fine.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? I like UCB. I like the Wednesday night show? What show was that on the west side? Whiplash was fucking great. It's great to work shit out, but I'm not working in the city to fucking pay my rent. Some people are, so I get it.
Whiplash isn't going anywhere.
It's not. They still doing
UCB East is going to stop doing stand-up shows on the weekend.
So that's it. No more stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
So that is that bad or good? Did they fuck comics out of spots?
It's a bummer. Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer. That was a fun show to do.
They never booked me. I swear to God, I can give a shit less.
I wonder why.
Who doesn't like me?
Plant the seed, Bobby. Dance, puppet, dance.
I did. I don't give a shit who fucking. I don't give a real fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I'll retweet him. Who doesn't like me?
I'll bring up fucking. I like that Sam got a little fucking testy there.
Good.
Yeah, a little testy.
You threw something at me. I threw it back.
You threw it back like a girl.
I didn't throw it back like a girl. You made accusations.
Wait, are you not the girl? All right. I love fucking too.
No.
Oh, all right.
You guys are quick.
I got the scars to prove it. I love you too, Bobby. You didn't finish. You started to say you love me and then you bailed.
Well, Sam came down
to
show.
What are you, my dad?
Jesus Christ. I was thinking about...
It's a siren, New York City.
I thought it was a werewolf.
Yeah. Oh.
I was thinking of my dad this weekend, my real dad. And I got into a little fight with my mom. My fucking therapist made me call her in therapy, which was annoying too. Aww.
And to put on speakers, kind of sick.
No, she wasn't on speaker. It was she's giving me shit about my kid's name
on Twitter.
It's like I know you don't have a family because they're dead, but listen.
They really are.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Those of you listening at home, Soda's not actually here. Lewis's family is
my
also
family
dead.
Is way dead.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Name and
I
facts.
I wasn't even being a dick. His family.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're being a dick. He just brought it up. For the record, your family's all dead.
It seemed a little like a dick.
Every guy that does this show has dad issues.
Like, I don't have no issues. Know. My dad died when I was 4. I didn't even remember him. Yeah. My mom died of cancer when I was 22, so I'm kind of over
it. His dad had an issue of fucking his insides coming out from a stab wound.
Oh, shit, dude. That's really, really true. He was stabbed in the lower intestine.
Oh boy!
And the way my mom told me the story, like he had these like last words, like he got mugged by like people in the street, and then like he was like, "I love you, tell the kids." She wasn't even there. She lied about that, and he was involved in a drug deal. I found this out from my drug addict uncle.
So he never said, "Tell the kids." No. Jesus, wow. Why would your uncle tell you that?
He's a drug addict.
What? And be sure to clean up the house as often as possible.
Take the pins out.
Take care of your mom.
Go to college.
My dad's happy and healthy. He just has a mustache still, and I find it very annoying. It's my only issue. I'll take the bandana anytime.
Yeah, give me that bandana.
Will you pass that to him, Keith?
Why don't we get the umbrellas?
I mean, you those are lights for
in show business, Joe. When you start photos. Working over that,
those are the bombrellas. You have to hold them over your head every time you bomb. Those,
don't give me the when you're in show business. First of all, I mean, I'm fucking in
don't
the
stutter.
Union.
Get it out.
First of all, are those not umbrellas? There's lights behind them, but they're fucking umbrellas.
It's for lighting, dude. For when lighting. They fucking take pictures.
Yes, I understand that. I said, when did we get them? You fucking
Joe. How
cunts?
Are you getting your mouth so loud when it's so tiny?
I didn't say. Bobby made that joke a half hour ago. We can play it back.
Listen.
I didn't say, well, what are these? Fucking an asshole. I said, when did we get them?
I can't hang shit on Joe. You get so mad so quickly.
Well, I don't mind being shit on, but when you take what question I asked, when did we get these?
They are, he's right, they are umbrellas.
Kelly starts telling me about being in show business.
Yeah, I'm joking around.
I've been a fucking comic for 3 weeks. And Bobby felt sad for you, so you get to stand here.
She'll make everyone coffee and do the phone calls.
Wait a second. Can you not?
Jesus, Joe.
You really
got to
go. You're like the fucking guy who said some shit about Patrice and me. Jesus,
yeah.
Relax.
I'm just joking around. He gets real personal.
Talk to
I'm
him.
I'm joking
don't...
around too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut up. I go, when do you get the umbrellas? Look at this. What are you this... fucking, someday you'll be in show business. And then all right, well.
And then I wonder why these Come fans on. Attack us.
Right. You go, you get personal. You question whether or not I'm in show business.
Like points of,
Well, it was a little cunty.
Oh,
but
C
anyway.
Word, C word.
Anyways, dude,
we don't say the C word on Riotcast anymore.
When did you get the lights? I want to ask about the umbrellas that are covering the
you
lights.
Say, what are these lights?
Last week, 2 weeks
no,
ago.
I said, when did you get
them.
These?
We got them for the photos are better. I got them for them and for the ambiance.
Ambiance.
Sorry, Kelly, I love you.
Anyway,
love
Sam, you got a dad?
Yeah, I have a father.
And your,
that came
your,
from.
Your father's is your father black?
Came from your father.
No, my father's not black.
Who's black? Your mother's black.
No, my mom.
Someone's
there
black.
Is somebody black yeah. in your family.
There's no black people in my family.
Who do you know that's black, Sam?
Met
Jewish,
black
didn't
people.
Have black friends.
I don't have Jewish or black people in my
what
family.
What do you have in you?
It's all white European people. For the record, I mean, that's the rest with the records.
That bang black not- people and never say anything about it.
Yeah.
Not, dude, first of all, you know, you have white European.
That's all. That's what the record states.
You would Swedish.
You would have been sold back in the day. Whoa.
Oh, give me that Bombay banana.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Nobody's bigger than the bandana.
The only person that laughed is the black girl in the room.
I forgot there was a black girl in the room. We were getting pretty racist.
Slavery joking.
I tied it pretty tight.
I got it. I just wasn't going to give it to you if nobody else was.
Oh, boy. Right,
thanks.
You know.
It Bobby, does, I can't get it off. Can we just leave it here until the next one?
Yeah, you'll have one.
It does show how much you believe in yourself, the tighter you take.
Yeah, I really put that on there. I got a few more bombs.
I have a good relationship with my white dad, though. He's got a mustache like Joe's dad. It's a handlebar mustache, which is probably more annoying.
No, that's cool, though.
My dad
He's had it for 45 years.
My dad had a mustache, too. I actually liked it. I miss my real dad. I mean, we stopped talking a while ago, but I started missing him. I think because I'm having the kid, and I think that...
Hormones?
That was a good joke.
I didn't even get it. I was like, yeah, hormones. Yeah.
I don't know. I just started missing it.
Hormones, his breasts are getting sore.
Bobby's lactating. He's like, you know what I really miss my dad?
And there's no...
Meanwhile, he's been tweeting you and you've been getting angry.
Whoa.
Oh,
look
boy.
At that
now
fucking...
We're talking.
This should be a bandana for the callback king.
Boy, minute 72. We hit a stride here.
I
think it all started with the umbrellas.
They're lights.
Oh, got it.
I mean, I did the math. I've lived at home under a family roof for 12 years out of my life. Maybe, give or take, 11, 12 years. That's it. Under a roof with a mom and some dad figure. Right. 12 years Jeez. Out of my life. That's it. The rest I've been on my own. Because at 12, I went in and out of jails and foster homes till I was 15. And then I went home. I spent a year in a rehab till I was 16. From 16 to 17, I was home, kind of. And then I had to leave. I had to get the fuck out. So I was gone. I went to another foster home until I was 18. And then I moved away. So 12 years, I had a family. Like a mom, a dad, kind of. Or just a mom. And, you know, dinner and fucking breakfast and all that shit. That's it. And you have a similar fucking, but you've had a father and mother your whole life.
Forever, like still.
Right. And Joe, you have that, right? Your parents are still around.
Sure, yeah.
And Kelly, your parents are divorced, but you still have them.
Yeah.
I saw your father on Skype, fucking kooky Australian.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, Kelly? What are you talking into the magic box? Hello, who's that? A big man in a furry. Hello, man. You're taking care of my daughter then, eh?
Barely see. He's like, who's that? Who's
oh,
that?
God. He lied down on the bed next to you. It was just creepy. He had his...
Hello, Bobby.
Hopefully he's heading to the bedroom and goes, Kelly, I got some pizza. You want some pizza? What's that? It was so funny. I'm so glad you got to meet him.
Yeah, thanks for... I was actually funnier when I was doing it.
Yeah, boy.
And by the way, Kelly definitely wanted some pizza. She ate a lot of pizza.
Now I don't know whether it was funny or not.
Yeah, it was really, we were all laughing when I was doing it. And then Kelly went, while my father came in, and you did the same exact thing I did, except less funny.
And you're better at the accent. How is that possible?
So let's get to the bottom of this. Was it funny when he did it or not?
Anyway. Let's move on.
And you have a father.
I do.
And a mother.
And let me tell you something, guys. Isn't it awesome?
So it's great. Having a dad that just cares about you. He's alive.
You know what happened when I was driving here? My dad called me. I didn't even bother to pick up.
He called you?
I talked to him so often. I didn't even pick up. I just talked to him the next time.
That's the best.
You know what's weird is I came to realization that...
Sam's an asshole?
That was before.
But Sam is a fucking asshole, but I love Sam. Sam is a great asshole. Uh-huh. He has that fucking stupid smile, that twink smile on his face. I found out that I never had a dad. Really, and I'm never going to have one.
You know what, Dad?
And I've always kind of wanted one. I've always been searching for that dude. Tell me what to do, shit. My whole life, and now I'm going to be a fucking dad. So it's like I got to let go of that fucking dream of having somebody to, you know, hey, dude, this son, this is what you do. Right. You know, I see these movies where the dad's like, well, there's two roads you can go down, son. And, you know, my father, it's like, what?
Right.
Somebody taught you how to fucking be?
But like, being that you're proud of the way, you know, despite everything, you're able to get your life together, et cetera. Do you have to do the same thing with your kid and not pay attention to him and leave early and all that? Otherwise, it might not work out.
Hang on. Let me untie this. Can you do me a favor? Can you eat this bandana?
You can't have a question bomb.
Dude, I'll tell you.
He made it into a question right at the end. He tried to disguise that shitty thing.
Right?
Right?
Dude, it's almost like it's almost more sad than funny, but it's like... It's so weird. Like, I didn't have a family ever. Like, I was out at 15 years old. I was out of my house.
You have one now.
Well, that's the thing. Like, literally, I have something that fucking loves me. That can never leave. Like, it fucking loves me. And there's something crazy about that. I don't know.
It's you know, having a kid now, definitely. And I don't want to jinx it because it's not out yet. I don't want to fuck it up. Seriously.
Jesus.
Like,
Bob.
I in the last year, a friend of mine... You know, Marco at Jersey.
That's how you guys do this, right?
He's already got the bandana.
Does anybody ever go crazy with bandana? Like, now I can say whatever.
Marco from the Jersey Jerks, his kid came out really early.
Yeah.
That's fucking, and everything's fine. The tests are fine. Cute everything's going along. And then, gorgeous little kid. But all of a sudden, it just comes out and things could go fucking south. And I remember, I was sad for it. I was like, holy shit, I hope this is all right. My wife's niece, kid came out way early, had a fucking trach, almost died. You never know. Everything's going fine, and then some shit happens. And I mean, I want the fucking... I'm praying that the kid comes out early. I mean, not early.
Jesus.
Oh, boy. Talk about a jinx.
Hang on. I take that back.
Luckily, prayers don't really do anything, so...
You don't believe in God?
I don't want to... It's just going to be a zing, and we kept moving. But, I mean, no, but we don't have to have a whole thing about it.
How many months are you guys at?
We're at, I don't know.
Terrible father.
24 weeks.
Okay.
24 weeks.
That's 3 feet.
It's not 3 feet long. What are you, out of your mind? That's a babies don't come out 3 feet. There'd be a foot sticking out of her pussy. I just get jealous that, you know, I mean, Sam is the way you are, and there's certain things you can see in individual people that you had parents growing up that taught you certain things. I mean, you can tell. I have habits. I'm reading this great book on habits right now. And it's
Green Eggs and Ham.
I have habits that I do from to survive as when I was a kid. You know, when I get anxiety and I get stressed out, I fucking get tired. I want to go and curl up on a fucking ball and just go to bed and let the world just go away. And then wake up and hopefully somebody took care of something. I'll snap and fucking flip out. And then people will run around and I got it and fix shit. You know what I mean? There's certain habits that I have that I see, like Sam. I've been getting to know Sam over the last year. He's a fucking pretty down the road middle guy. I mean, he, you know, and there's certain things that you see. Even I know you for a while too, and even Joe, working with Joe this week, he's fucked up. But I have more in common with Lewis.
Rapists.
Because he's
he's a rapist.
The word itself isn't.
I just heard. I thought. Right. I didn't know a vibration in my ear. I didn't know if that was your bomb vibrating.
I think you and I have more in common than you and Lewis. Boston, we're comedians.
Herpes.
Ah, you stepped on mine. I was I calling you not it. A comedian. You gotta go. Oh,
I got it. We got it,
boy.
he's when you see Lewis holding onto the microphone, he's just trying to think of quickies. He's not listening. He's just thinking of quickies. I mean, we have a lot in comic too, Joe.
He turns the mic down.
That's what he does when he sulks, fucking chunky Puerto Rican.
Yeah, did you put weight back on, Lewis? I thought you were losing weight.
Fucking crazy. I just lost like 10 pounds in the past 2 weeks.
Are those
the
new
way
jeans?
You're sitting, though.
Kelly, stop trying to throw your fat jokes to me.
No, I'm not. Bob, am I...
New jeans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. These are brand new jeans. They're tight as shit.
Yeah, there we go. Because your fucking crutch of the
jeans
is down your knees. Bro,
dude, don't get in my head. I'm doing a Comedy Central audition right after this. And if you get in my head about the jeans, I'm going to go up there and fucking freak out like Tom Hanks and Punchline.
You think that's the reason? That's where you're going to bomb is the fucking jeans?
Yeah.
It's not going to be your confidence in the lack of material?
Oh, bro. Jesus Christ.
Come on, bro. Too real.
Wow. Sorry. I was winky face at the end.
But at the end of the show, Robert will be there for you.
I don't know how I'm gonna. I do not want to fucking pass down the shit that was passed down to me. Right. The psychological fucking horseshit. I do not want to give that to my kid. I don't want my kid to have my rage and shitty anger that's based in fear. You know, I don't want my kid to have any. I want to have a normal. I want to have a kid like Sam. Just a fucking kid who can wear clothes like that and not feel weird about it. Doesn't matter what other people say behind his back.
Dude, this is what happened. Beatrice got mad at me last night because I was so tired, dude. Right before we went to bed, I just watched Sons of Anarchy. She's like, put my food in the fridge. And I was just like half asleep. So I grabbed the freezer, meaning to grab the fridge. It's like it's one, you know, where the freezer's on top.
I know fridge works. Yeah,
dude, some freezers are in the fucking on the bottom of the fridge.
Not your
dude.
House, my not house.
I have a shitty fridge.
I know you
So
do.
I grabbed the freezer by accident. I just smashed it into my face when I opened it up. And I started flipping out in my house and screaming. And she was like, you're going to like give that to the baby. You're going to give your rage issues to the baby.
You will.
I know. I will.
Yeah, you will. Your baby's going to be a fucking angry, failing Puerto Rican comic.
Oh, bro.
All right, your baby's going to be an angry Puerto Rican.
It's not gonna, you can't even call him a comic.
So then are you trying to stop your rage issues now?
I've been trying to stop that for fucking 10 years, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fucking like getting angry. No, I mean, my anger comes when I used to drink. When I was, you know, 15, 12, 13, 14, 15, that's where I got all that anger. I figured out that you get angry, rage, hurt somebody physically or psychologically, and they won't fuck with you. That's what I learned. That's what I learned in sixth grade. I had seventh grade after me, around 12 kids. I had to hide in school at, until around 3:30 every day for around a month and a half. And I'd look out and there'd be little kids in the bushes waiting for me. And I'd have to hide in the bathroom and then I'd go home. And then in seventh grade, the bullies, I had a cast on my hand. One of the kids fucked with me and I smashed him in the face until blood was everywhere. And nobody fucked with me again.
That's it.
But that's not good. That
is good. Let me tell you something. That's the only fucking lesson my mom ever taught me. I grew up in an extremely racist neighborhood, all white trash kids. I was raised by white people, and it was a white trash neighborhood. And they used to play a game called Kill the Nigger. I swear to God. And
how's it go?
it was war with
Hang
guns.
On. I want to take the bandana off. Thank you. Actually, that's the first time we've ever taken the bandana off for a good
dude. Fucking and I, they were literally, it was war with guns, and I was a gun. I was the nigger, and everybody would chase me and try to shoot. That was like the idea of the game.
Where did you grow up?
West Aventura, New York.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, upstate a little bit. So my mom, these kids used to fucking throw rocks at me every day. I would come home crying, and one day I came home crying. And my mom, she was a hardcore chick. And and she was like, you know what, you're not gonna fucking cry anymore. When I was like 8 years old, she took me to fucking five kids' house that day, and she had me fight every single one of them one on one, and I fucking smashed like four of them. Then one kid, there's nothing more pathetic than when the one kid who was like 3 years older than me just beat the piss out of me in front of my mom. I'm like, please stop hitting me, please.
Did your mom watch?
That's not
my
psychotic. Mom just
watched. What did you do? You just knocked on the door and went, "Hey, is little Joey here?
Yeah,
my son's gonna beat the shit." And their parents.
But you know what? None of these kids ever fucked with me again.
Where were their parents?
They were, I don't know, doing fucking meth out back. It was a horrible neighborhood.
Oh my God.
Look, man.
Cut to he loves MMA.
That's true.
He rages on stage if you don't laugh.
He spits at MTA workers. That's all there.
I did do that. Yeah. Did I tell you that story?
Yeah, that's why I'm referencing it.
These are all true, these things you guys are making up.
This isn't a lie, Keith.
Yeah, like, I don't want that. I'd rather have a Sam than a me. I'd rather have a kid. I'd rather have a Keith. I'd rather have a Joe.
I've never beaten anybody up, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Never gotten into a fight.
I believe it, definitely. So.
Yeah, but that's the thing. And you made it through life, and that, well, not all the way. Something bad.
He's like 25 years old. You made it through life. You said that like he's a soothsayer.
Can you write that down, Kelly? Can you use that iPad for something other than sitting on your lap?
I've almost made it to 30, though. You're right.
Well, you made it through the tough part of life.
Adolescence.
And you didn't get
killed.
My
mom didn't make me beat anybody up.
Yeah, your mom didn't take you house to house.
She didn't teach you anything, bro.
In New Rochelle beat up every Jewish kid.
Beat these Jews.
No, I grew up in the Hispanic and Black section of New Rochelle.
Oh, you were the kid
that's
that moms
why you had
were.
To perm your hair. That's why you had to...
Well, I'm nice and kind and thoughtful, and I grew up in an all-white neighborhood. Right. So
he's vying to be your kid. How about me?
Facts speak for themselves.
I definitely don't want me. I don't want me. I want to definitely take a nice kid who has a shit.
You're not happy with the way you grew up?
But you don't want your life, youth life, but you're a wonderful man now. You're thoughtful and
successful.
Kind. And
sometimes
you're funny from time to time.
I have, yeah. Look, I don't mind that part of me, but the anger and the rage and the fucking the sensitivity, or you know, I'd like him to actually, be able to deal with shit psychologically instead of physically and violently.
Yeah, but that's
or become use people, places, and things like alcohol, drugs, and food and sex to take away the pain or make you feel good or bad to reward yourself. I'd actually be able, be able to live life with. And be able to have a drink. I want my kid to be able to have a scotch if he wants one. I don't want him to...
What?
I don't... to drink alcohol. I can't drink. I don't want him to be an overeater. I don't want him to use sex in a fucked up way. I don't, you know... Like, I when I feel like shit, I want to fucking jerk off. And I've been trying to not do that. I've been trying to go, okay... I feel like shit today. I'm a little fucking lonely or depressed or, you know, paranoid about something, and I'm going to go jerk off. Fuck that. I don't want to do that.
Why is that a thing, by the way? I followed you everything until that. Why is jerk? I understand. Guys feel bad after they jerk off. I don't get that whole thing.
I don't. Not jerking off when you want to fucking have, I want to fucking jerk off to this. When you do it for... Because of something else. When I'm bummed out or sad. And
why not?
Yeah, I don't want
to. It's the best time to do it.
Nah, I'd rather. Not for me. I like jerking off when I'm in a hotel room and I see some dirty porn or something on Twitter and, oh, that's fucking hot. I want to fucking crank one out to that. When I'm doing it for something, I don't fucking.
Wait, what do you see on Twitter that makes you want to jerk off?
Dude, a fucking. What is it? I like Girls Daily? What are you, out of your mind?
No, I don't know what this is.
You don't follow them? It's fucking brilliant. I think that's. Let me see what they're called.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, don't check it out now. Jesus.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Jerking off.
I haven't fucking been able to have sex in almost 6 weeks because my girl just had the baby. So like now,
hysterectomy.
Now all I do, it wasn't that funny. I fake left on that one. I take it back. I've completely fake left. But like now, like my life
well,
is
you are in Soder's seat,
looking for
that was damn good.
He is a fought. Oh, by the way, Soda, the 49ers lost. You didn't have everything didn't go your way this year.
Now I just look for like opportunities to jerk off. Like I jerked off before I got in the shower today, like in my bathroom. My girl was in the, because she's always around now. She's just breastfeeding the baby. What is that?
That's fucking I Like Girls Daily.
That's on Twitter?
All day.
Wait. You just showed. Like, I Like Girls Daily.
Odd. Not the girl, that fucking cock.
That's
look
what I'm
at
saying.
They post
his nuts look like an ass. They post pictures of nude women.
His nuts looks. fucking ass.
Dude, his nuts are awesome. If I had balls like that.
You pulled up the one picture that's not a naked woman, that's just a cock.
Yeah, dude. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Show some fucking. What's wrong with you?
Weirdo.
What are you talking about?
Are you fucking homophobe, Sam?
No,
what's wrong with you, dude? What, cock is not good?
I mean,
Jesus.
It's
maybe
fine,
maybe you.
Wait, after all that talk about wanting to have a kid like Sam, he's an awful person.
Yeah.
That's
really offensive.
What? That's all on Twitter?
Dude, they post all day.
Dude, I'm not going to have to delete my internet history. My girl just think I'm on Twitter.
Finally, a pair of tits.
Look at that. Look at that one.
Hot,
look at,
dude.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Look at that. Looks like a fucking.
Do you just jerk off to cock photos?
But you know there's porn video.
Not just
right?
Cock. Dude, you're talking about a guy. A guy. Oh, God. Look at that.
This is maybe the hottest chick I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's a good. She got good tits.
Who the fuck is this chick?
That might have been the all time flat tire, and nobody addressed it.
What was it?
You went, you're talking about a guy. A guy. And that was the end of the thing. Just kept moving.
He was right, though. I was talking about
a
guy.
That was zero.
He was distracted, Joe, because he was looking at cock and balls.
Oh, I love that.
It was
a wild flat tire.
It's I Like Sex Daily is what I follow. And it, yeah, I'll look at that sometimes and fucking crank one out. But when I'm jerking off because I know that I'm fucked up or something happened and I'm trying to take away the pain. Like, fuck that. Just sit in it, feel like shit, feel the fucking pain and try to actually come out of it and be strong enough to go, I feel like shit.
You don't think God gave you this release? And he's like, asshole,
first God,
I was
you
quite
don't believe
clear.
In God?
Mother Nature, whatever goofball thing you believe in, you do, and that's the point. So the unicorn gave you a release, and it's right there.
I don't believe in you. Don't ever say unicorns on this show.
Okay.
That's fucking terrible.
But that's better than drinking or doing drugs, so you're getting closer.
Yeah, but you, how can you say that? A couple of years ago, if I said alcohol, you would say alcohol's not a problem, right?
No, I would acknowledge it as a problem for quite a while.
Because he never jerked off and crashed the car half hour later.
But drinking, you become shitty to other people.
Yeah, but
whatever,
food is the same shit. Food and jerking off, for me, psychologically, it's like, I'm a fucking piece of shit.
Could somebody else jerk you off? Are you okay with that?
A guy?
Yeah, sure. Just to quickly jerk you off, and it's like they're doing it.
Oh, so it's
guy?
Not even
like,
a
what do you Sam, you're talking
Sam,
about a guy.
Sam, first of all, stop cock blocking and stop trying to bring this to your preferences, okay?
Yeah, Sam, stop being so fucking Christian about this stuff.
Stop,
bro.
Sam.
Sorry.
The
sorry.
Fuck, man?
You're no, I don't mean to be close-minded.
Yeah, you're very close-minded.
Sometimes a guy just wants another guy to jerk him off while he eats food.
It's like we got the leader of the Boy Scouts over here. Easy, bro.
Lewis wants someone to jerk him off. That's why he's wearing those pants.
Oh, come on, bro.
Guys, and here's the thing, too. For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, jerk it off.
Nice.
If you guys can jerk off or...
If I get caught jerking off, how do I get back the love of my life if she's upset?
One thing you can do is go to proflowers.com.
Okay.
My friends over there have hooked up a deal...
On blooms.
For $20. $19.99. That's 50% off. That means it's usually, Lewis, $40.
Well, no, not exactly.
$39.98, really?
Yes, dickhead. With tax, stupid.
I'm fucking.
So we're both dumb.
So Jews will love this deal.
Whoa, dude, please.
What? They will.
God, dude. Lewis.
Dude.
At 108.24, will you just delete his shitty mouth? You're just an asshole. You're ruining it for everybody. That's your fucking show. That's your life. You ruin it. Just like your dad ruined it for you.
This is the point now, Bobby, where with the stuff you were talking about, pull it back.
I was just kidding when I said I like you.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you're great, buddy.
Listen to me. Go to proflowers.com and type in the word, click on the microphone up on the top right side and type in dude. Dude. That's D-U-D-E, dude. And you get 50% off. That's 100 gorgeous blooms. You get a vase. And for $10 more, you get a spa kit and gourmet chocolates. That's $10 more. You get a spa kit and gourmet chocolates. This is an amazing deal. So Valentine's Day is coming up really soon. Get your credit card and call them at 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention dude or go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone on the top right. Type in dude. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in dude now for Valentine's Day. Order now.
And you can get flowers for guys or girls, right?
You can get flowers for children. You know what? It's a great gift for little girls.
Mm, okay.
What?
That just sounded weird.
I mean, I'm trying not to be close.
Can you
off.
Delete that, whatever his fucking pedophile comments?
I meant, if you have a little girl, you can get her flowers. Oh. Fucking, we're fathers now, man. I feel... This show, it's so funny too because I brought this stuff up and everybody's literally been against me.
First of all, I don't know if the show's so funny. It's been pretty good. Oh, God. I have to piss, so
yeah. Hopefully, do you have an audition? Hopefully,
for what?
For so you have to leave. Yeah, put that on your microphone.
I don't. What?
Nah.
You might be taking this back. Want me to rip it in half?
Give it back.
Jesus,
you guys are throwing it to each other like fucking.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I feel like this has been a fucking attack.
Of anything you brought up?
Yeah, everything I brought up, you went
wrong.
Against.
You're just so wrong.
It's a conversation.
You are dumb.
It wasn't okay. It was just you guys just both, especially you two. You attacked me. Keith
me and Sam.
Sam,
no.
Hey, is this the everybody agrees because, with each other part? You were bringing up pictures of dicks and talking about you jerked off
to
it.
That,
I can't question.
Not that. That's where you're wrong. But the thing is...
we're seeing the other side. We're not disagreeing with you.
Well, here's the thing. Is that you both? It's funny that you guys are both attacking me and going against me. Because you both have fathers. Oh. You both have families.
That's how they raised us.
Yeah, they
to belittle.
Yeah, it's not an attack.
It's a question.
It's questioning. Devil's advocating.
You're American.
Americaning.
So
you know.
And God bless us.
Yeah. Everyone.
But not me.
No, not definitely not you.
I would rather have a you. I'd rather have Sam.
By the way, when he said we're attacking no him, offense. We just attacked him.
I wasn't competing.
Keith, wait a second. I'd rather have a Sam and then a you.
I didn't want to be his son, and now I feel hurt. Then he doesn't want me as a son.
That was the takeaway close.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why do you want me as a son?
Not you, but like you. I'd rather have a
have you ever looked at me like, oh, I wish that was my son?
I know. I've wanted you on my lap.
I've always
He wanted to spank you when you were naughty.
Whoa.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny, too, is that I really hate kids.
I
hate the winter. I hate this fucking cold. I hate the 5 o'clock dark. I hate waking up. It's fucking dark. I hate walking my dog. I hate everything about it. Mm-hmm. And I hate living in the fucking city in the winter. You know, if I had a home, maybe with some space or a driveway or something. Right. I don't know, dude. This winter is getting me fucking down.
You could get a sun lamp.
It just... you bringing up my son?
No, S-U-N.
What?
S-U-N. S-U-N. What'd you pay?
See how sensitive you're making everybody?
I got scared. I didn't want to attack you.
Yeah, you're being all fucking crazy today. Now everyone's afraid to attack you.
I'm not being crazy. Why am I being crazy? You can attack me. Attack me. Attack me, Lewis. My hands are down
by
my side.
I wouldn't fucking
my
do
hands
that.
Are down you know what, Bob? Here's my hands behind
Bob,
my back.
Bob,
attack me.
You're my
attack
friend, me. And I won't attack you.
Attack me.
I won't.
Attack me,
I won't.
Fatso.
Oh, you fucking.
Oh, no.
Yay! Someone else is fat. Woo!
What? I wonder. I mean, you, Sam.
Yeah.
Going back to this, do you think that, and Keith, and I mean, do you think that doesn't bother you the shit that you get on the internet, the hate you get?
I hate it.
It does.
It does.
At times,
okay.
But I also work hard at ignoring it.
But you never went home to your chick and go, "What the fuck? I'm just trying to make some funny. I'm trying to be entertained."
No, because he wants to still be able to get her wet. He's not a bitch.
Are you trying to be funny?
That hurts. That's what I'm talking about. That doesn't help, does it?
Oh, by the way, I got an update for the dude that I fucking that I retweeted that my son looks like a wetback.
Yeah.
He tweeted back at me at the end of the day. All you cunts look the same. Shrug. Hashtag.
What's his Twitter?
I'm not gonna. You want me to say?
Yeah.
It's KETAYI1. But he has an egghead. The fucking egg.
Ah shit. Mm. All right.
Also, why are you checking your phone during the show? I mean, this is
that's true.
Really, really insensitive.
To be here with us.
It's disrespectful.
Oh shit! My girl just texted me. I forgot to tell her the landlord was coming over, and he just knocked 3 times and walked in while she was breastfeeding.
Mm. Oh wow.
It's another
knock
fucking
3 times on the ceiling while I'm breastfeeding.
That's yeah, that's fucking disturbing. That fucking makes me angry. That doesn't bother you that the fucking cocksucker just walked in and your wife's tit was in your kid's mouth?
I mean, yeah. Here's the thing. I was supposed to tell her that it was coming over and I didn't, so I'm just trying to avoid getting in trouble.
They're not allowed to walk in. That's
who
illegal.
The fuck? What building do you live in that the guy walks the fuck in after three knocks?
Well, Gramercy. That's the way in Gramercy.
It sounds like he okayed it. It sounds like you okayed
you
it.
You said
yes,
three knocks?
No. I told him he told me he was coming over at 5 with a contractor because it was like a flood upstairs.
Yeah.
And then fucking, I forgot to tell her.
What'd you say? Three knocks, walk in, just to make sure she's
out. Make sure your dick's out.
You could have been in the shower, dude. That's illegal. You should yell a shit through that guy.
Yeah, you I should. Mean, you know what? You know what? Hey, can I tell you what other people do? You knock on the door, and then someone answers it. That works too, you fucking asshole. Yeah. Look, is he a maid? Hello, housekeeping.
Housekeeping. It's like those videos where the dude just like are jerking off and with the headphones
can
on.
Can I say something though? Your apartment is not that big. One knock. What do you knock? Knock, 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 and then just came in.
Yeah.
She I mean, probably. You know
that
what it was?
Six knocks.
We have an old guy across the hallway. Thank you, Joe.
There's dude, first of all, you don't go knock. Knocking is knock.
Three
knock.
Knocks is
no, no, no. Knock. One knock is two knocks.
Can we?
Everybody knows that.
Can we vote on this?
They're both leaving.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Yeah, they both have fathers.
Dude, there's an old guy across the hall that loves Beatrice. Like, he's in love with her. So he always brings her fruit and candy every day. So she probably thought it was him. Wait, what happened to the lights?
That's weird, too.
It's an umbrella.
That's weird, too. Why does there an old guy bringing your chick fruit
I know.
And candy?
I actually get angry at this old guy, but he's, like, old and retarded. Like, literally retarded.
Oh, God. Is she breastfeeding when he gives her the fruit and candy?
No, she doesn't answer the door usually now.
Is that what he's giving her the fruit and candy for? All right, well...
Oh God!
Thanks for the update, Lou.
That's the hardest I've laughed in the podcast. What did you say? Knock three times and come in. That's a funny system. By the way, that knock knock thing is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life.
When you go, listen. You don't go knock. You don't do this. You don't go knock. It's.
Nobody knocks that way.
No, it's not.
Are you trying to get into a secret cave underneath your fucking bookshelf?
That's the way
people
knock.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
When you knock,
he doesn't live in a tree fort, you asshole.
First of all,
that's how you knock.
This is one knock.
No, that's not one knock.
No.
If you wanted to make that argument, you'd go, that's one knock.
No,
nobody goes,
hang on.
Who does that?
First of all,
you're fucking fairy knock.
Stop screaming and blowing the mic out with your raspy, shitty voice. Second of all,
might be cancer.
All right, hopefully it is. Hopefully for the crowds in New York City. All right, ready? This is a knock.
Did you really mean that?
That's a knock, yes. But if you said knock three times, that's a song.
This is knock three times.
No, what? You knew it, too. He knows he's wrong. Oh, my God. That is dumb.
So,
but that is a knock, yeah.
Yes. Lewis, don't even get up for fucking Keith at all. Just make him fucking...
dance.
Twist himself into a yoga position to get around. Jesus, I'm sorry, Keith.
That's all right. You guys still talk about knocking?
No, wait down. We're waiting for you to take a piss.
Right. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Is there any regular Coke in there? What do I get for a regular Coke? I bring my
Kelly,
A game
what
every
I tell you
week.
Last week? We want Coke for...
Every week. I'm an alcoholic. I carry the show every week. I can't get a Coke.
How are you doing with that, by the way?
Great.
Good.
Is there really no Coke in there?
There's Coke Zero.
Coke Zero is shit, though.
It tastes more like Coke than Diet Coke.
All right, from now... Look at me, Kelly. From now on, get Coke for him.
Okay.
Always have Coke in there for Joe.
Thanks, Bobby.
How long have you been sober?
38 days.
Yay!
Congrats. Like $1 million.
That's
thanks,
great.
Everybody.
You look like shit.
I've read $4 and lost 5 pounds. Thank you.
Is it maybe a little insensitive of Lewis putting that Budweiser right in front of your face?
No, I like it.
Hey, dude, we get out of his face, honestly.
Come on, bro.
I mean, other side, please.
Really? Is that little fucking self-control where a beer can't be in front of him?
At 30 days in recovery? Yeah, maybe. I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe.
Hold on. I'm gonna knock.
Did you really say that?
I'm going to knock 38 times for Joe.
God.
Did
you? Coke Zero is really shit.
No, it's not good.
We're sponsored by them. Don't do this.
Are we?
Wait a minute. By Joe, what are you doing? Joe Facebook messaged me. He's walking up the Empire State Building. I kind of want to do this. If Bobby does it, I'll do it.
Not the Empire State Building.
What
is
it?
The Penn Plaza. It's 55 flights. You got to raise $100 and it's $35 registration.
For what?
What?
For what?
For the American Lung Association.
No.
I don't care about the charity all that much. It's probably just some corporation that makes money off of
I don't care
charity,
about lungs.
I like walking up the steps though.
You gonna do it?
And I invited 37 comics and not one of them said they wanted
yeah,
to
what
do
time's
it.
It at? Fucking noon?
Nine
it's
in the morning.
9 in the morning.
Yeah, well, that's out. Yeah,
and,
the fuck?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'll do something at 3.
Can they change it to free, Joe? Can
yeah.
Three flights of stairs? Is that what you're
I I've been sober for, I think it's coming up on, let me do the math. I think it's 28 years.
Wow.
But it's funny that
30 you can drink, right? Like you can celebrate 30 with a drink.
It, you know, it's people in my family, you know, people that have known me are like, dude, you know, they still don't get it.
Right.
It's like, you get it.
Birthday's fine.
Well, because it's actually when I was, I quit when I was 15. So right. It's like, dude, in my head, sometimes I do think about that where it's like,
I'm probably fine now.
Maybe, but no.
But, I heard a theory from a mutual friend of ours that if you started drinking, you don't drink where you were when you were 15. You would drink where you would have been if you were drinking this entire time.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you'd just be
and,
a fucking
and here, here's the when I was 15, I couldn't go to a liquor store, and I didn't have money. I had to steal to make money, and then I had to wait for a fucking buyer.
Why didn't you just steal the booze?
You can't steal from a liquor store. What are you, out of your mind? Who does that?
I've stolen from liquor stores.
You stole? No, you don't. Nobody stole. I'm off.
No, I had a dad. We discussed that.
Yeah, I stole from liquor stores. Are you crazy? Right.
Yeah, but you're a fucking Puerto Rican, dude.
Oh, bro.
You run the gamut of
stealing. Wait, what's the whole time? I get at 15, you can't go into a
TV
liquor
dinner.
Store.
I was white.
Yeah, at 15, you can't go into a liquor store, but is it like a bigger deal to steal from a liquor store than it is from like a Dwayne
Reed?
No,
this is his dumb theory. I just went along with it because he's being nice to me.
I used to steal people's shit in their backyards, like bird baths and towels and fucking lawnmowers and fucking like
you stole people's lawnmowers?
You know the Jesus Marys they have in the back, like the
and all this
Mother
is on-
Marys? I would steal that and sell it to people.
Jesus. Wow.
And who is buying
junkie? That's what a junkie
does. I used to sell power tools. I'd break into garages and steal a power tool. And I'd make all I had to make was around $8 to $10 a day, I say. And then you'd be able to stand in front of the packies at night. You get a whatever. How you know, $2.50 was a half pint or a pint of Wild Irish Rose, which was bum juice. It was basically whiskey and wine mixed. And it would get you fucking tanked at 13. I'd be fucking shit faced. The hard part was waiting in front of the packy. As a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old, hey, dude, can you get us, you know, booze? And sometimes they wanted to drink with you. I'll drink with you. And it's like, I don't want to fucking drink with you. You're fucking weirdo.
You're weird. I just want booze.
Me and some fucking 35-year-old at the tracks.
When I was
pounding down old Milwaukee's.
When I was 17, I worked for a pizzeria, and we ran like a fucking, like a complete, like fucking fencing ring. Like we would go, I had a friend who worked at Modell, so we would go in. And me and my buddy would just he gave us like a key that you could take off the thing, the alarm off the sneakers. Yeah. So we'd walk in with bags, and we'd walk out with like 15 pairs of sneakers, and we'd sell them out of the back of the trunk. The guy that I delivered pizza with, fucking great dude. We used to go into the mall and go into the wishing well and steal people's wishes and dreams, and fucking bring it to Coinstar the next day.
Jesus Christ, that's terrible.
Dude. I had no parents,
dude. I stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
No.
I stole stupid shit. I didn't fucking go into a fucking mall and steal dreams.
Jesus.
That's sick.
You remember in Goonies where they were like,
but this one's mine and I'm taking it back.
No, dude, I was like, fuck your dreams. I'm going to Coinstar in the morning with some wet coins.
And you never did that.
No, I got freaked out by all that stuff. Specifically. I remember like being like 8 years old. And me and my friend being on like some playground and him asking his mom for a marker. And then we just started writing curse words on the slide. And then as we were driving home, his mom asked us, what was the marker for? Were you writing on stuff? And we were like, no. She was like, well, I want you to know if you were. That's illegal. I couldn't sleep for 2 days.
Really?
Because I had this just
because he was all coked up.
So you never did fucked up shit. You never did you drink? Did you do drugs?
No, I've never drank. I've never done drugs.
Never did drugs.
No.
Did you rob? You never robbed anybody.
You don't want to have that kind of kid. Jesus.
No.
You.
Yeah.
Why? Wouldn't you want to get
you beat up a lot?
Yeah. Boring.
It's like fucking powder. He's like fucking Edward Scissorhands. He's been in an attic his whole life.
Like, Bobby sits up in his chair when he knows he has a good one. He's like powder.
No, I had to sit up because I was sliding down the fucking. So you've never been in trouble?
No.
Never been arrested?
Never stole anything at a store? No, shoplifting?
No, my friends used to steal porno magazines, but then they would be afraid that their moms would beat them, so they'd give them to me, and I would just hide them.
Where?
In my house. I'd bring them home.
Really?
Jerk off to them, and that was it.
That's so fucking creepy. You've never gotten a fight? You've never no. you never did drugs. You never did alcohol.
He was the guy where the stuff really wasn't his.
Did you ever kill right. a squirrel and rape a chick?
No.
we'll find it. Okay, follow me.
Please, Keith, help me with this.
This is the rest of the podcast.
So we cover. We're assuming we're covering all murder.
Okay.
I'd hate to not get it right on a technicality. Okay, no rape.
Right.
Of no. any kind. Of any kind.
Any.
Any?
Damn rape counts.
You have a sister?
I have a sister. Mm-hmm. I've never raped her.
Okay. So it was consensual. Did you ever, when you were young, go...
She didn't say no.
Did
you ever watch TV with your sister on a Saturday and mom and dad and you're in the...
I've never had sexual activity.
Are you making out or eating her pussy?
Eating her pussy.
That's a sincere question. All right.
Oh, I thought he meant just in front of her going, blah, blah, blah. That is rude.
No, I never got down on my sister.
Where was
or mom.
Your first sexual experience, Sam?
I was three.
Where or when?
Where and when?
Mm. It was my girlfriend's house.
You, the girlfriend that you're living with now?
No. But that would be my wife.
Look, first of all, don't get mad at me that I'm assuming hey, you're a virgin until
calm
4 years
down,
ago.
Sam, what are you doing?
Yeah. Okay. You've done nothing.
Sam, why are you getting so defensive
come
and
on,
violent?
Put that in the umbrella.
The craziest thing you did was watch Monday Night Raw when you were fucking 10. So listen.
I was probably like 18 or 19.
18 or 19.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Late bloomer.
Okay.
In my girlfriend's house.
That's,
at
that's
her
not
house.
So
and
crazy,
what did you?
Though.
What did what?
That's not that crazy. That's, 18.
To me, it is. I mean, it's a good. I think it's normal, and I think it's great that you waited. That
I didn't
month.
Wait. I was a geek.
So you had no choice.
Couldn't get any money.
Yeah, I was nervous around girls.
And he had all those porno magazines hidden underneath his mattress.
Right. I didn't need women. No, I was terrified of girls. So, no, I had no idea what
so
to do.
18, you're at your girlfriend's house. It's going to happen. Is it a finger pump? Are you...
The first...
Finger pop. The first sexual experience with a woman.
Well, that would be... Well, she'd given me a hand job the week before.
Really?
So I was like, oh, shit. Like the next weekend.
Where did she give you a hand job?
On my dick.
No. Where? In her room? In a bench?
It was probably on her bed.
In a bush?
In her room.
In her room. You're sitting on a little bed with all kinds of stuffed animals
around. A full-size bed, yeah.
Madonna poster.
No, it wasn't 1989.
He's 29, dude.
Yeah. Sorry, that's just my fantasy.
Fucking Smash Mouth poster.
Handsome. Yeah.
He was depressed. He didn't want to jerk himself off.
So, Sam, you had sex before you got a blowjob?
Because no.
You said you got a wristy, and then the next week...
No, this was... This
a wristy?
Week.
Okay, hang on one second. Call it a wristy again. I'm going to allow Keith to kick you in your face. Yeah, call it a wristy again.
You got a wristy?
Stop trying to fucking slip your little slogans in, you fucking
it.
Whore.
I didn't even mean to say it.
I thought you meant sex.
I want to fucking light her hair on fire. So you a wristy?
Did you guys ever do a boomerang? Boomerang 540?
No, sorry, this was like then. Maybe like 16.
You ever get a dungee?
You ever put on the Barbie, so to speak?
Did you ever go? Did you ever get that's a knife?
Kangaroo.
This is a knife.
You call that a wristy? This is a wristy. So wait, when did she finger pop you?
You ever go out back?
When did she give you a Vegemite?
So no, this is when I was like 16, probably.
16.
Right.
All right. So.
And then she gave me a hand job.
Right.
And then during the week, I realized that the next weekend
I have to reciprocate.
Right, I was going to have to finger pop her.
You had to stick your finger in her.
Right, and I didn't know how to do that.
You just put your finger in, and then
well, I didn't know at the time.
What did you do? You just put your finger in and leave it there. Was, thought, move it around.
Well,
you
still there?
You had taken her temperature.
He thought there was a password.
He was actually tasting soup.
Ouch!
The pie all cooked in the middle.
Hot.
Oh yeah.
You wait till she falls asleep, then you put your finger in there. Duh! Everyone knows how to do a finger job.
So you put your finger in it. Seriously, when you put your
seriously though, Sam. Seriously, when you put your finger in.
when you put your finger in her, did you just leave it there or did you move it around?
No, I moved it around.
Like fucking her?
I started feeling the area and clitoral stimulation.
You knew
Claire! Oh, Claire!
You know where the clitoris was?
Well, it was sticking out, you know. I realized there was a part.
Is she China from WWE?
Not that far.
It was a hermaphrodite. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Why was it sticking out?
Well, it was a dick.
Oh. So he stuck in the asshole was the pussy.
Yes, exactly.
And the clitoris was the cock. Mm-hmm. And the penis was on your dad.
Right.
I get it. Now it makes it. Wow. Now on to Keith.
A 16-year-old girl whose clitoris is sticking out.
Jeez. Well, not like sticking out, but it was there. It wasn't like, you know, flesh.
But you knew to get in there? I didn't.
Flesh.
find out that the clitoris still
her clitoris wasn't made of flesh.
Well, it's something to rub. Like, I knew there was something there that wasn't like the rest of it, that I was going to try to rub it, and it worked.
You just rubbed it?
I got lucky. Well, you know, you move your finger on it when you're first figuring it out.
How did you know to rub a clitoris at 16 really good. On your first time?
Because it was something different. So I was like, I'm gonna rub this.
Who told you?
But there's
lips, my God,
too.
You want to hear this? No.
I do, because we're on a I'm recording. I absolutely do want to hear this.
By the way, this is what you learn when you have a dad. Go ahead, Sam.
I just...
Honest to God, though. Forget it. Go ahead.
I just remembered this, that her mom was a sex therapist before this girl was born. Her mom was like a practicing sex therapist. Mm-hmm. And like... A couple times, I guess I fingered her. I must have gone down on her by this point.
Right.
But we'd probably been dating for like a month and a half. Mm-hmm. And her mom noticed that, you know, we were kind of having trouble. I guess, I mean,
did
you're
smell
in high
your
school.
Fingers at dinner?
No. But like we were
are
getting.
You guys are fooling around. Are you guys having a good time up doing homework?
Because he's showing his fingers off like when chicks get their fingernails done.
Yeah.
You know, just
one of his fingernails is dead.
Hello.
We were fighting, I guess, like, you know, kids do. And she gave me books about how to please a woman.
The mother gave you books on how to please women. Whoa. And you're dating her daughter.
It was the fucking strangest. And I didn't even know how, I didn't know what was in the books at that time. I didn't know what I was doing.
Wow, I wish I fucking started the show with this.
It was strange.
You know, let's start over.
Did you wind up, do you think possibly that the mother, I mean, I'm
oh,
do you think
go
the,
ahead. Oh, I like think, where this is
sorry,
going.
Yeah, the mother wanted to fuck you.
Do you think possibly the mother wanted to have sexual dalliances with you?
Oh, yeah. Much
answer slowly.
Yeah. I don't think so.
You sure?
I mean, how can you be sure? But I don't think so.
There's no way to know, is there?
There isn't. How can she there never is. Said I don't
come
want
on
to
out,
have
Elizabeth.
Sex with you.
Well, we have a surprise for you.
No, that's the joke I made.
I did. I was adding on to it.
Oh, yes, ending.
Yeah, I was going with it. You fucking asshole. Don't get insecure with your joke. We all laughed. I have photos. I was dating this girl 13, 14 in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. And her mom used to take, I found these photos. She used to like take photos of us together. And there was a photo of me in like tight sweatpants with a half mesh shirt and a construction hat on.
Construction hat.
And looking back at him now, my mother used to hate this lady too. I don't want you over there. Yeah. That lady's a creep. And I'd be like, but she used to take me out and buy me shit. And this one, I was in and out of jail a lot. So like, it was unbelievable that this woman would actually treat me nice. And now looking back at it, I think the, you know, maybe the mom.
Yeah, she wanted to have sex with you.
And this is back when Madonna was in. This is the 80s.
So that's where the posters come
from. She used to dress
from.
Her daughter would be dressed in Madonna, like looking, except her face. But she had a mesh shirt on with another thing underneath.
And the mom would dress her up like that?
Yeah, she'd dress us both up and take photos. But not even like a professional camera. Just like a regular camera. And she'd be like, all right, Bobby. She was from Brooklyn. Bobby, now what you, take the hat off and lie on the bed and start to kiss her. Like, but sensually.
She didn't.
I wish I have a couple of these photos. I don't know if I have them all, but I have these photos. There's one. I put it on my Facebook. It's me with a construction hat on and a mesh half shirt and tight white sweatpants. And if you look on the wall behind me, it's all like Teen Beat and all, you know, Matt Dillon and all these.
Wow,
fucking
that's so fucking weird.
Let's get the pictures you have and make a flip book out of them. And then hand the banana over here. Banana?
Banana?
Banana.
Wow.
What is in this? And then give me a shotgun. And then...
when was the first time you had sex?
I was 18 also. I was like Sam in that I didn't know how to talk to chicks, anything like that.
You guys are acting like you do now.
I do.
I think we know what's going on now. But yeah, I had no idea. And then it's when I was 18, it's dry humping, it's, you know, fingering, it's oral, it's, you know... And then I'm having real sex. That's the year where it's like. And then once you have the first thing, you're like, oh, there is no God. I might as well have the next thing. But it wasn't even all just religious either. Even though I was raised that way, it's just I did expect I would wait until I'm married because I was raised very religious. Right. However, in all fairness, I didn't know how to talk to chicks, and that's the reason.
First time I had a sexual experience was, and I've told this before, with this fat chick named the Blouse. In a rhubarb bush in South Medford, she made me pull down my pants. I was in first grade, made me pull down my pants and she played with my ding ding. She just played with it and made me play with her titties. Her and her friend. And it was, I remember it was dark out. It went from day to night. And
when
was,
she's done with it, whatever a ding ding is, does she mess with your cock?
That's. Wait, do you have the thing?
Nobody knows where it is.
So she, I remember, but I went home that night. It's funny you say religion. I went home that night and I cried because I thought God, I was raised so Catholic that I thought God, I'm in trouble and I can't tell anybody. And I was just crying because I thought God was going to kill me. I thought God was coming and he was going to kill me because of what I did.
He thought his ding ding was reserved for priests.
And, and I was just in tears. My mother comes up, what's wrong? I couldn't tell her. So I was like, nothing. And I was cried all night long because I thought I was going to hell because I let this happen.
How old were you?
A week later. I was in first grade. A week later, I saw the blouse, and I was sucking on a titty with me and my friend. I grabbed her upstairs, and I was just, he had one big, fat, mushy tit, and I had the other one. We were just sucking on like little lambs. Like that. And then that's where my sexual,
right.
That's where I got fucked up sexually. I think when you wait till you're 18 or 16 or whatever, you have some type of sense of what sex is and that it's not bad and it's okay. Yeah,
because everybody's having it except for you.
Yeah. Well, now, I mean, it is. But I think having it at young at that age when you don't know what religion is, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, and sex is bad, 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 and then you do it, and all of a sudden you ding-ding, and this, you know, I didn't even have stuff coming out of it, and I'm having somebody play with it. It was fucked.
But when you hear other stories, do you feel this way, Sam, where we didn't, at least me, you know, I'm not having sex for the longest time, and you don't know what else other people are doing. Then you hear stories like Bobby's and other people, and it's they're and their friends were jerking off when they were kids. You and your buddy was sucking on a woman's tits together.
I thought you were going to say sucking each other's cocks. I was like, yeah, I know.
But, right, but it seems like it's either us waited till you're 18, yeah, or this was some debauchery going on when you guys were in grade school or something.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no middle ground.
There's
saying.
No middle ground. Yeah. The guy, he was 1 year old. Yeah. We waited till 18.
Right.
And nobody has in between stories.
Lewis has to go right now because he's uncomfortable with this topic.
You know what? All this ding ding talk is really getting me down.
I'm so sorry.
Dude, I remember I almost had an opportunity when I was 8 to fuck a chick. My sister's a few years older than me. So me and this chick.
You fuck your sister?
Why would you do it?
What?
Me and this chick, her friend Sorellis, we found a Penthouse magazine in the woods.
That's a white name.
No, it was a Puerto Rican chick.
Jesus.
Oh. Do I hand it back? Or no, you don't, have to I, say because yeah, it's your
you
show.
You can't be mad at me because I don't understand your fucking joke, bro. So,
what?
Whoa.
Hey,
wow.
Hey,
I don't have my headphones on.
All right, hurry up. You got to get out of
so,
here.
So, dude, I fucking, we found this Penthouse magazine. We're looking through it and I'm fucking like, I'm a young kid. She's like 3 years older than me. And she's like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we fucked? And I just acted like I didn't hear, like I was a nervous little fucking kid. I was like, oh, hey, look, birds. And that was it.
Well, you gotta leave, so.
You take the bandana with you?
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Thanks for joining us.
Good luck with whatever you're auditioning for.
Yeah, good luck, Louis.
Louis,
yeah,
thanks for coming, buddy. Yeah. Louis J. Gomez. What's your Twitter, real
your
quick?
Phone?
At Louis J. Gomez.
And Hammer Fisting.
Hammer Fisting Podcast. Riotcast. MMA podcast in the world.
This week, they have a very special guest on.
Cesar Gracie, who was a fucking dick.
Wow, Cesar Gracie. Is on Hammer Fisting this week. So if you guys like MMA, make sure you go to Riotcast.com. Check out his podcast. It's one of the funniest and most ridiculously fucking cool MMA podcasts out there. So check him out.
My problem with MMA, I really can't get into the, I guess the art of it, the grappling. I need fists and elbows to the face. And yeah, I get how a real fight works and what takes forever.
Yeah, but that's happening now. It's as MMA evolves and the fighters, you know, a couple of years, you know, 10 years ago, you had guys that were wrestlers that had to learn boxing and jiu-jitsu, or jiu-jitsu guys had to learn wrestling and boxing. Now these kids are coming up for the last 10 years learning everything, stand-up. Wrestling, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai. They have everything in their repertoire, and that's how they train. It's not like you're training karate or you're training MMA. And now that they're coming up, you're seeing the people are using elbows as almost like a fist.
Right.
People are knocking people out with elbows and kicks. And, you know, you got certain guys that are young and the next generation that are coming up. You know, Pettis did a fucking flying knee off the cage. Ran on the cage, up the side of it, grabbed the guy's head and kneed him. I mean, crazy shit started to happen now. So, you know, now you'll start to see more of the knockouts and the crazy shit happen. But I like the actual chess match of seeing some guy on the bottom where you should, the guy should be able to get on top of you and punch you the fuck out. But for some reason, you get his leg and then you get his arm and you swip your hip out a little bit and punch him in the face so he goes this way. And then you punch him on the other side and he goes that way. And that gives you the angle that you can, right. That shit's crazy.
But picture you're watching like a Stallone movie and they're grappling for 10 minutes. You'd be like, all right, Stallone.
Well, that's why you have movies, so you don't have to fucking watch it. But I think MMA is definitely evolving into... It's better than boxing. You watch fucking hit, punch, 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 punch. Nobody goes down. 12 rounds. Oh, who the fuck won? I don't give a shit.
Is boxing rigged, like wrestling almost?
I don't know. Well, boxing, wrestling is not rigged. It's just...
You know what I mean.
It's not a sport. It's a,
you know he's the wrestling king. He brought... Actually, who'd you bring down to the show?
Josh Matthews.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah.
Came down to my show this weekend.
SmackDown commentator.
Yeah. Wrestling is...
He's the one that was a teacher, right? Is that him?
No. That's Coach. That's Matt Stryker.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's wrestling is not a sport. It is a sport. They're athletes.
Ooh, it's entertainment.
Sorry,
they're
so
athletes.
No, I mean, I don't consider it a sport.
No,
there's nothing sport.
But they're definitely athletes.
They are athletes.
To be able
it's
to,
athletic.
To be able to do
athletic.
That shit... yeah,
right.
They're not athletes. They're athletic.
I would say they're athletes.
Actors.
No, they're athletes. Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Because what they do to...
They're athletic.
No, dude, they're athletes. I would say they're athletes.
I think they're athletes. Yeah. You don't have to be playing a sport to be an athlete.
Yeah.
That seems like nonsense to me. Athletic is an adjective to describe them. They're athletic, but they're not athletes.
Let's bring one
they're
of these guys in here and you have the debate with him. How's that?
Yeah, I'll say he's athletic.
And he'll go, I'm an athlete. And then
will
he'll
he?
Punch you in the face.
I don't
face.
Know if he will say that. He'll fake punch me in the face. And then I'll real punch him in the face.
And that'll blow his mind.
Yeah.
I guess I just meant his boxing rigged.
I don't think so. I mean, I take the back. I do think so, yeah. I take the back. I do think it's been rigged. I don't think it's rigged all the time, but... Yeah, I mean, look at the people involved. I mean, it's fucking Don King. What a fucking... You can't get any shadier.
And he's a murderer.
He's a what?
He's a murdered guy.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
I like that you think he's a piece of shit and he's not trustworthy, but him murdering someone has nothing to do with it.
Do we have to do the ad again?
What?
No, you just have to do it once every hour.
Oh, shit, I did it twice.
Yeah. So we're past...
If we do a third flower commercial, I'm quitting.
Well, Pro Flowers is a friend of the show. All right.
I know, but three in an episode. Right, my whatever. God, my lips just touched the microphone. I might kill myself. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's physically impossible for your lips to touch anything.
It is funny how people let things go. Like, if Joe was a murderer at any age, we wouldn't let it go.
I would.
You're very mature.
I'm mature in some ways. If you insult me on Twitter and you're really mean, I will never let that go. I would never let that go.
But if you abused multiple women and murdered somebody.
That's fine.
It's years ago. People grow. You know?
Yeah, but you don't know the circumstances.
I wasn't there, right?
You weren't.
No.
You don't know what happened.
I don't know the circumstances.
I think it was self-defense.
Let me look it up.
I think it's self-defense.
No, I don't think it was.
I think he killed a guy in a ring. I think he was boxing.
Don King was.
Yeah.
No, I think he bit the shit out of a guy in an alley and killed him.
Yeah.
He served time.
But he was being robbed of his pocket watch. I don't know.
I'm glad you came with the facts.
It's a very American story, it seems.
Robert's like, I don't know, and there's no way to know.
There, Wikipedia. That's the truth.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think you're going to be wrong.
This is good, because I get a chance to really kind of sniff Kelly.
Ugh.
Oh, geez, you're right there, Joe.
We almost had a picture.
Oh, sorry.
You're right. Elbows can be used as fists, I say. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm getting back into wrestling again.
Because The Rock's on TV?
Nah, I kind of got back into it. Now I like the... who's the three guys?
What the Shield?
The Shield. I kind of like that. It's kind of stupid, but I like that. And Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's sucking me back in. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it, to say it's kind of stupid is like, I feel like that's a given.
Man, you can't say wrestling's stupid. Yeah, we get it. That's why you like it, because it's fucking...
Understood.
Yeah, we get that. So, but it's not as stupid as the reality of fucking Snooki and JWoww.
Right.
That's stupid, because that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. But I get the
But then what happens when they guest host? You're going to be like upset.
Snooki did have a WrestleMania match.
She did. Didn't their fucking cooch show?
At WrestleMania? No, I don't think so. At some point, I'm sure it did. But
she should have done it when she was pregnant, and the baby could have shot out.
Yeah.
Fucking. And Cena could have caught it and went, "You can't see me."
Why does he talk like Mike Tyson?
I don't know. Though that was the baby.
Oh.
This is a great time to plug the Ultimate Warrior.
Joe, have you seen his video?
Uh-uh.
Oh, God, it's one of the funniest things.
It's on my website, Comedian Joe List. I made a video called The Ultimate Warrior with an O.
Oh.
It's a warrior, dude.
It's me dressed as the Ultimate Warrior worrying about things. Pat Dixon is also
fucking
in it.
Hilarious, dude.
I want to see it.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's almost viral. I have 389 hits on it.
He should have more than that. It's him, his roommate keeps walking by. Are you mad at me? Are you? He's in the fridge. He's dressed like the other. It's like, are you mad? You cool, man? Oh, dude. Yeah, check that out.
The thing with Don King, he actually killed two different people in two separate incidences.
Yeah, but we don't know what happened.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. They could both be self-defense.
In Cleveland.
And then Kelly goes, oh, yeah, we do. Hold on. And Robert's like, yeah, we don't. Anyways.
Let's go, Kelly.
Actually, with that wig, you look a little bit like Don King in the cardboard cutout.
The gold chains?
I've met Don King in Cleveland.
Well, you could have told us that if your friend's fucking.
Why didn't you ask him what happened?
He stinks. He really does smell. He's very hot and sweaty.
Oh, really?
He's got that jacket. That denim jacket on everywhere.
Oh, my God. It was hot. I remember getting the photo and it just smelled. Go ahead.
You know something's amiss when you become a billionaire and don't move out of Cleveland. That seems like something.
He lost all the money.
Did he lose all his money?
All the money. Like, he stole that money off Tyson. Like,
He's not a fucking... He's not a multimillionaire anymore, no. No, he's promoting very small venues, too, and... He still promotes it the way he used to, but he's an old guy. He's trying to, you know, that's what kills me with this fucking life that we're doing. It's
that a murderer and a wife beater has to struggle hard?
He's not, he didn't beat his wife. That's a fucking accusation. He never beat his wife.
All right, just getting you to okay the murder.
First of all, he usually just hit. That was back when you hit your wife.
Yeah, that was a different time.
The good old days.
The second murder, he was found guilty of killing a guy by he stomped an employee to death who owed him $600. That's not an accidental murder.
He owed him $600,
though. That's American History X. Like,
you know how many times I wanted to stomp your fucking Australian head because you didn't listen.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Makes me happy when she does that.
Who knew the podcast hinged on Lewis's presence? Really, took a dive here.
Just talk about wrestling, man. Because wrestling, you lose half the room.
Did you say Leslie?
I said you lose half the room because there's always people that do and love it and don't love it. Whenever you talk about wrestling, people zone out.
Oh,
well, you got them back.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelly. Anyways, all right, we're going to wrap this up anyways. Keith.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And Sam, I know you guys, we learned a lot today.
I hope so.
We learned that the guys on the internet, maybe they're not, maybe they're just fans. Maybe they're just...
They're still assholes.
Shut the fuck up.
You're right.
Yeah. Maybe now we do the final thoughts on the show.
Oh, I didn't realize. No, you like a Springer.
Sam, you can do whatever you want because when you're on my show, the Bob and Sam show, this is the Bob and Sam show.
This is the Bob and Sam show.
Well, when you're on it, Bob and Sam. And when I'm on the Sirius, it's the Bob and Sam show. So you can chime in. You don't have to.
That one's my show.
No, that's our show.
I don't get top billing on my...
Do you know people really like us together?
I know. Right. I've been told that's the only time I get compliments at work. I've been doing shows for 8 years. And you come in with Who Kid, and a boss finally comes up to me and goes, you guys are great together. Well, you've never said I was good.
You are good, but you're better...
With someone who's funny or entertaining.
Which is why he takes top billing every fucking time.
What they call you is a button pusher. Listen,
we wouldn't be on the air without you, buddy.
Make it red.
Winky smile.
Make them red. We learned that you weren't the culprit of the Facebook thing.
No.
I really wanted to get into that with you, but.
And we also learned.
Yeah.
That if I had as much power as people give me credit for, the audience wouldn't hate me, would they?
Look, I think the audience, I think you're right. It's set up to fucking hate.
Right, that's what it is.
I think I said it on that show. This show kills dreams.
Right.
But
that's why I like doing this show.
Well, I like doing all the shows. I mean, look, I love doing O&A, but it does have its... You are opening yourself up to attacks.
And the after show people don't attack.
After show people are real great. I mean, all the fucking tweet. It's a fucking different animal.
It is.
It's like you're on that show and all. You don't know what the fuck you're gonna get. You have to walk home and make sure, you know, someone doesn't come up behind you and fucking just club you.
Right.
You know, but your show, it's like, dude, you're great. So
I know. He's sitting there with his cell phone camera, like, yeah, nailed ya,
gotcha.
I'm bleeding out.
Sam, your show is on every day after the O&A show from 10 to 11.
NotSam.com has everything on
NotSam.com, one of my favorite shows. I went in last week just to do your show.
You should do it like all the time.
Could I come in tomorrow?
Yeah. No, Wednesdays I don't do a show.
Why?
Because Jimmy does his, yeah.
Right. Mm.
Don't have a fucking what we're doing right now.
This is chemistry. You're fucking with the chemistry.
Yeah, this is the Bob and Sam chemistry.
Yeah,
and you're fucking with it.
If Bobby doesn't know the answer, no one knows.
All right, so make sure you check out his shows, except Wednesdays. But check out Jimmy's show on Wednesday. I actually like Jimmy's show. It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's serious advice. He gives serious. I mean, you think it's gonna be. I mean, he does fuck around, but he gives serious advice to these fucking idiots. Call up, and it's not bad advice for that fucking cocksucker. I like the show, so check that out. Of course, check out Keith and the Girl. I mean, you guys are on how many days? You're on 5 days a week.
5 days, Monday through Friday.
And what time?
We do it genuinely, regularly.
We're
genuinely doing it.
Adverbs. usually.
The best of just genuinely right. doing it.
Usually it's 4 p. It's 4 p.m. every day, but it's a podcast. So go to Keith and the Girl on iTunes, download it.
And you can download it. You can check it out live from 4 to when? Whenever?
4, 5, 6.
So you do it an hour or maybe
at least
two?
An hour.
At least an hour every day from 4 to something.
Yes.
And is it video? Do you have video?
You can see us live, but the podcast isn't video.
I've been to the studio. It's a great studio, and I've done the show twice, and both times it's a blast. I love it because it goes away. We have fun, we joke around, but it also is very conversational, and you talk about shit you don't think you'd talk about, or you go places where you really wouldn't really go on a fucking podcast, especially being a comic.
Right.
It's always, how did you get started? How did you be funny? Who do you think's funny? And we every both times I've been on, and you know, of course, the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Chemna is fucking awesome.
She's great,
She's fucking really, you guys together are really a good fit because you're a fucking lunatic.
Thank you.
Like me. And she can really pull stuff out of you.
Yeah.
She can really, she's got this weird presence about her that you just start talking and, yeah, I was molested and I sucked a cock. I did. It's a great show. Check it out. Give the website one more time.
KeithandTheGirl.com. KATG.com.
Yeah. Joe List.
Hi, Bob.
Great job this weekend.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
All you cocksuckers that came out, I had a lot of fans, YKWD fans, come out, and they saw us this weekend. So,
If the Schumer thing happens again, we're done. But
yeah,
whatever.
He was supposed to middle, and then Schumer asked, she needed to do some time. And she was like, do you mind? And I was like, yeah, what am I going to say? No.
Right.
I love Amy. So she bumped Joe right out of that spot.
Can I say something about Amy that she might not, maybe I shouldn't say it. I don't know if I should.
I think you should.
You could.
I will say it. She gave me all of her money for the week. She left it for me.
What?
Yeah. It was one of the most lucrative weekends of my life because there's no travel.
So you made $300? You made $300 this weekend?
I get it.
that's let me tell you something.
That's really
It was first class. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want me to say that on the air, but
probably didn't.
Too late.
I mean, probably wanted to keep that karma in a bottle, and maybe now you released it in the air, she won't get to.
Well,
she
can't tell people, so I figured I would.
Yeah, no, that's fucking great. Amy's a great girl, man, and she's hilarious. You know, her new show's coming out on Comedy Central. I can't wait. It's fucking funny. I saw the pilot, and it was fucking funny, man. I'm glad that Comedy Central is actually putting something like that out again. It's not like the Chappelle Show, but it's, you know, sketches, Man on the Street, and stand-up. I can't wait to see it. She's going to be a huge star.
Yeah.
Huge star. So, but Joe, what's your website? What's your Twitter?
ComedianJoeList.com, and my girlfriend just added a bunch of videos and dates and stuff because she's a sweetheart. So check out the website.
Go to his website. He's got hilarious videos, and he's a killer, man. He fucking killed. He's one of the funniest guys out there right now. Hopefully, I'm gonna bring him with me to Boston and maybe to Levity Live. I want to work together again, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob. Kelly, what do you got?
We've got the Rightcast show on the February 26th at 8:30, where yourself, Bob, will be on it, and Bonnie McFarlane, Rich Voss, Jim Florentine.
Yep.
We just added
Dave, Eastside Dave. He's going to be on it, and Bailey J is going to be down there too with her husband Matt. So so pretty much the whole Riotcast team is going to be down there. It's going to be great. Where
so
is it?
Fun. It's at the Stand in New York City. So go to thestandnyc.com and get some tickets.
Get them now because
it's going to be done.
It's a small club.
Yeah,
he's doing stand up. Eastside Dave.
He's going to be doing stand up that night.
That's awesome.
So you should come down.
I will. I want to see it.
It's going to be fucking.
He's
great.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
but he's never done stand up.
Yeah, but I'm doing stand up too. So that'd be a good reason to come down.
Yeah, but you've done it before.
Listen, no, I know.
You guys, Eastside Dave with a microphone on stage, he's going to burn the club down.
It's going to be very interesting. Let's just say that I've seen a little bit of it. So it's going to be
the Gigi Allen of comedy.
If you're a fan of fucking Eastside Dave, get your tickets now because it's definitely going to sell out. What else?
And you can follow me on Twitter at KELLYFASTUCA. And don't forget to follow the podcast. Twitter handle is YKWD Podcast and Facebook. We put all the videos and all the pictures up there for you at YKWD. What was that? Did you just crack your neck?
I'm just trying to swallow till you finish.
Okay. On Facebook. Thank you. Back to you, Bob.
All right. And Linda, what do you got?
You can...
She's so pretty.
I know
she is. She's so adorable. Even the way she grabbed the mic.
Can you let her just plug, please?
And sexy is what you were looking for.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. You can check out my new Facebook, which is Linda Turley Photography. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's great. She takes her and Phil take most of the photos here and their and videos.
And we don't trash her Facebook, right, Sam?
No, Sam.
See, why would you bring it up? That's what you were saying. He did it.
Yeah, but we're saying we don't do it.
Don't do it, Sam.
But when I say that, you're like, oh, he's stirring the shit. He's being sarcastic. Yeah. Why can't I be genuine?
Yeah, come on.
Because Sam, we're trying to help you, man.
Don't do it.
We're trying to help you.
Yeah, but if I say that right now, you'll be like, oh, he's at it again.
Why would you say it?
You would do.
I'm not gonna. Say it.
Yeah, but you might have.
I'm not going to say anything about anybody's anything.
This works out perfect.
Why can't we? This is what I suggest. We all fucking be nice to each other. Yes. Can we do that?
Bill. Why are you looking at me like I stop anybody from doing it?
We all just be nice. We don't have to be mean to be successful.
You wished cancer on someone today. I didn't.
I did not.
You did, absolutely.
I prove it. Prove it.
Unless you fix something in post, I will.
Prove it.
And prove Don King killed somebody while you're at it.
RobertKellyLive.com for all my comedy dates. Go to the App Store on iTunes. Get my award-winning comedy app, Robert Kelly Live. For all my dates, podcast, and soundboard, make sure you check that out. And get the Riotcast app for free for iPad and iPhone. Android is coming soon. We are working on it right now. I've seen a version of it already. It's coming up very soon. So make sure you get the iPhone and iPad app. It's 12 of the funniest, most interesting podcasts out there, all on one app for free. Absolutely free. That's it. 12 shows, and we're going to be doing the comedy show at the Stand. Make sure you check that out. And we got the competition that we put out there. I did an ad. Make sure, if you got your fan of the show, prove it. Video, song, whatever, send it to us, YKWD@Riotcast.com, YKWD@Riotcast.com. Send a video, song, whatever the fuck it is, to us. And whoever wins, we get two prize packs. One has a Yeti microphone. The other one has a thing you fuck. What is it called?
Fleshlight.
A fleshlight,
yep.
T-shirts,
bandolier,
books,
bandolier.
Both have bandoliers. They're really cool prize packs. You win them. Well, the competition ends in 2 weeks. So if you're a fan of the show, whatever the fuck you want to do, anything, we don't give a shit. Stand there naked and paint a YKWD over your junk and make your dick the Y.
It's all about the cocks again, huh? Going back.
Always comes back.
Well, whatever it is, man. Send it to us at YKWD@Riotcast.com. Any questions, any critiques? Not critiques. Fuck you. If you don't, fuck you. Hold your critiques. I don't want to hear it. This is free. When you start paying money for this, then you can send your critiques on Yelp. You're not fucking, you're not critiquing us as long as you're fucking paying nothing. But if you have any any good things you want to say, please send it to us at ykwd@riotcast.com. What else? Anything?
No, I've just got your shows in front of me, but...
On my shows, we'll read a couple of them.
Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia.
Oh, check it out. I'm coming back to Philly. All you cocksuckers, here's the deal. I haven't been back to Philly in fucking 3 years because last time I was there, not that many people showed up. I come back when people show. When people don't show, I don't get to come back.
That's one of the best clubs there is ever.
Are you saying that Bobby can't sell tickets at Helium?
What?
No, he said it's a fucking great club.
No, I'm
club.
Saying go to the fucking show. Yeah, the club's
go to the
unbelievable.
Fucking show. Buy your tickets now. Hear this. Go to helium.com. Get your fucking tickets now. Get my app. You can buy them right there. Get the tickets to Philly. I'm excited to be going back to Philly. What else?
No, that's it.
Ugh.
That's it. What?
That's the only shows I have?
Well, they're way in March and April.
You know
May.
What? Go to my website. God, I wish you were a robot. I'd reprogram you. I'd take your Australian chip out and fucking step on it.
If she was a robot, I'd dump water on her right now. All right. Nothing? Am I ending on a bomb? Can we keep it going?
If you have any questions or constructive criticism or suggestions for the YKWD podcast, please send them to ykwd@riotcast.com. Those emails go directly to us. We look at them all. So if you have, some titty pics of your wife or girlfriend or pictures of your own vagina, please send them to ykwd@riotcast.com. We look at them all. We take all your suggestions to heart, and we try to implement them. Not really, but we do like the emails. So... any guest suggestions, anybody you want to see on the show, all that shit. YKWD@riotcast.com. Make sure you support our sponsors, Amazon and Gamefly. Amazon, go to riotcast.com, click on the You Know What Dude podcast page. There's an Amazon link. Click on it. Buy what you're going to buy. Clothes, groceries, hovercraft, electronics, whatever the fuck you're going to get. Get it through that link. You're getting us money, you're getting Amazon money, and you're saving money and getting the shit you need. So make sure you use the Amazon link on the You Know What Dude podcast site on riotcast.com. And if you're a video game guy, go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Join through that link. You're going to get 2 weeks free. It's saving a lot of money. And then you can fucking cancel if you want, or you can... You can stay on, which you should, and get games sent to your house. You don't have to go buy them and spend the $60 and find out the game stinks. Get it through Gamefly first. Check it out. And if you like it, you can buy it through Gamefly. It's an easy, really easy, great way to play video games and not spend $1 million a month because new games come out every month. Before you know it, you spent fucking $300 and two of the games stink. Oh, you already blew through them already. It's done. If you're a story mode asshole and you don't play multiplayer. So go to gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up for a couple weeks. Check it out. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. Gamefly.com/YKWD. If you're a fan of YKWD podcast, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go right now and download, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, the free Riotcast app. And if you don't, just go to riotcast.com or go to Stitcher and check it out if you have an Android phone. And I want you to check out all the other shows. My Wife Hates Me, Jim Florentine's Comedy Mental Midgets, Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve, The Glory Hole with Rob Sprantz, Comedy Cellar, Live from the Table, The Bailey J Show with Matt, The Davey Mack Sports Program, Why You Suck in Bed, Mad Scientist Party Hour, The Jersey Jerks, and The Hammer Fisting MMA Podcast. It's free. It's hours and hours and hours of entertainment for nothing. That's what we give you at Riotcast. So go and support the other shows. Tell your friends about it. Spread the word. This is the fucking most amazing podcast network. So if you love my show, go support the other shows. Okay? Go and check them out. Riotcast.com app for iPhone and iPad. Android is coming soon. Get Stitcher if you have an Android phone. Or just go to riotcast.com. And go to iTunes. Subscribe to my show and the other shows and leave a review. You don't understand that this shit's free, and that helps a lot. Okay, you keep us in the top 100, maybe get us to the top 20. I don't know, maybe the top 10. And that's when other people see that and they check out the show and it feeds itself. That's how that works. So please review iTunes and make sure you subscribe. Spread the word. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. You are so beautiful to me.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.